play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Berg, providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, your local Guardian generator dealer. By Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter insurance for auto, life, and home. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By attorneys Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. By Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. By medical and surgical specialists, Drs. Tom Patterson and John McClain. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL.
Back here at John Thiel Gymnasium, let's send things down to PA announcer Bill Allison.
Varsity letters in football and track and field. He's a member of G Club Care Yearbook, Advisory Tutoring, Student Spirit Association, Girls Basketball Practice Squad, and the IHM Youth Group. His academic honors include National Honor Society and Academic All-Conference. Daniel was an honorable mention Western Big Six offensive lineman in football and is the varsity track captain. After graduation, Daniel plans on attending DePaul University and studying communications and broadcast journalism. Daniel Junk.
Silver Streaks and the Alleman Pioneers just about ready to get things underway. Let's send it back to PA announcer Bill Allison for our starting lineups.
Before tonight's starting lineups are introduced, could I have your attention, please? Before tonight's starting lineups are introduced, we would like to take a moment to honor Coach Evan Massey on reaching a milestone in his long and successful coaching career. On December 21st, Coach Massey earned his 700th career victory. He is one of only three high school coaches in the state to reach that plateau. District Superintendent Dr. Gene Denisar, Galesburg High School Principal Dr. Tom Childs, and Athletic Director Ralph Heading would like to present Coach Massey with a plaque signifying this achievement. Congratulations, Coach Massey. Massey is a thorn among roses there in that picture. Now, here are your starting lineups. First for the Pioneers of Alleman High School, a 5'5 senior number 4, Angie Ledford. A 5'7 senior number 14, A.J. Ledbetter. A 5'5 senior number 22, Abby Ledford. A 5'10 senior number 30, Andy Mills. A 6'2 senior number 40, Salam Malagueta. Pioneers coached by Mr. Jay Hatch, assisted by Chuck Ledbetter. Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'4 senior number 5, Maddie Boyer. A 5'6 junior number 10, Ty Peachy. A 5'9 senior number 12, Sarah Baker. A 5'7 junior number 14, Jessica Howard. And a 5'9 senior number 44, Shelby Pacheco. Silver Streaks coached by Mr. Evan Massey, assisted by Jackie Howard, Michael Rux, and Jay Barsinger. Your statistician is Seth Peachy. Your managers, Sarah Main and Lauren Riggs.
All right, there you have your starting lineups for tonight's contest between the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Alabama Pioneers senior night. The Pioneers in their road green trimmed in white. The Streaks in their home white trimmed in black and silver. Coach Massey had mentioned in the pregame interview that this was the same crew we had up at Alabama. There is one exception, and the one that's not here that was up there, I'm kind of glad.
Yeah.
that was a game in which there was like it was two different basketball games and Jekyll and Hyde officiating.
Yeah, definitely. And it was, unfortunately, just way too many fouls called and yeah. Really takes the Streaks out of the momentum of their offense. So I think without hopefully having too many fouls called and with Allman having a strength in the free throw shooting, the Streaks are going to have a little bit more of a benefit here.
Sarah Baker in the center circle against Salam Malagueta. Malagueta 6'2", wins the tip. Alleman with the basketball. This is Abby Ledford, drives in the paint and trips over Ty Peachy's foot. Wrong place, wrong time. That not by any means on purpose by Ty, but one of those enough contact they call the foul. First foul of the ball game. It goes against Ty Peachy.
Yeah, I think Ty was trying to reach in there at the last second, poke that ball away. Unfortunately, as you said, she was getting into passing mode, so it caused the collision.
This is Abby Ledford with it. Top of the key, swings it out high left side to Ledbetter. Now left baseline, it goes to Mills. 15-footer is up and good. Left-handed shot, Andy Mills, a pretty good unsung player on this Alleman team. Long pass from Ty Peachy to Shelby Pacheco running the floor. Up off the glass, can't hit. Rebound to Mills. And now losing control of the basketball was Ledbetter. Abby Ledbetter, and now Jessica Howard, left wing. Three-pointer up, in and out, no good. We'll get it down with a rebound for the Pioneers. Outlet to Abby Ledford. She's got it in the backcourt, now gets it across into the front court to Mills on the left side. Her pass is knocked away by Jessica Howard right in front of the Streaks bench. And we'll have our first line change with 7:20 to play first quarter. Mickey Rodriguez, Katarina Mangieri, Jamie Johnson, Paige Klink, and Megan Young check in for the Streaks.
Well, right there is exactly what the Streaks want. They want to speed this Allman offense up, and they did for a second there. Let's see if they can keep it up.
Pass comes into the backcourt. It's going to go out of bounds, and the Streaks will have it. And they'll inbound from in front of their own benches. Nobody even touched that inbound pass, and that's not something that Jay Hatch is happy with. And not you usually don't see those unforced mistakes from an Alleman team.
No, they're very disciplined, and these girls really play their system well. And that's sometimes a fault, but in this case, it usually benefits them.
Right wing, Megan Young with it. Out high right side to Jamie Johnson. Right baseline, Mickey Rodriguez. She'll fire the three. In and out, no good. Rebound, Jamie Johnson. Turns, kicks it back out to Mickey, top of the key. She'll fire the three from straight on and got it. Nice job by Jamie. Thought she had a chance at the put back, but she was a little bit off balance and did the wise thing, kicking it out. Streaks lead 3-2, just under 7 minutes to play first quarter. Across midcourt, Ledbetter splits defenders, drives in, up off the glass, can't hit. Rebound to Megan Young for the Streaks. Outlet Jamie Johnson. Jamie across midcourt, right side, comes down the right side of the lane, stops, kicks out to Paige Klink at the top of the key. Paige dribbles right, picks up, now gets to Jamie Johnson, top of the key, working against Malagueta. Now left wing goes to Mickey Rodriguez. A long three-pointer is away. Bounces out. Oh. And back in. Well, the first one she put up bounced down in and popped back out. That one bounced around. Looked like it was going to come back out and fell back in.
Not very much rotation on that ball either. Kind of a knuckleball.
Now a steal by Megan Young. Two-on-one break goes to Katerina Mangieri. Left wing, fires a three. It's long. Rebound on the weak side off the hands of Mickey Rodriguez. And this is Abby Ledford that comes down with it. She'll go down one-on-two left side. Drives in, scoops it up off the glass. No good. Rebound, Jamie Johnson. Her outlet pass stolen away by Mulageta. She puts it up off the glass and got it. 6-4 streak, 6 minutes to play here in the first quarter. This is Jamie Johnson at the top of the key. She'll fire the three from there. It's short. Rebound comes down to A.J. Ledbetter for Alleman, and she traveled the ball before she put it on the floor, so the Streaks will get it back with 5:54 to play. Back in, Shelby Pacheco, Sarah Baker, Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, and Maddie Boyer.
Quick little transition there, and the Streaks got a little bit too fast, I think, on the offensive end. That three that Mangieri put up, she had a whole left side or near side of the basket to go after.
Maddie Boyer now with a three from the left wing. It's long. Mulageta down with a rebound for Alleman. Outlet to Ashley Schwenniker, who is in for the Pioneers. Across midcourt left side, Schwenniker gets it down on the left baseline to Charlene Yeager, and in the paint, ball stolen away by Ty Peachy. Tie across midcourt, gives to Jessica Howard. Right wing, thought about the three, now kicks back to Sarah Baker. Top of the key, wide open three from straight on, is off the rim short, and the rebound falls out of bounds, and Alleman will bring it the length of the court. 5:27 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 6-4.
Well, 6-4 in the early going, and it's because the Streaks have been able to have that pressure defense. Not a whole lot of open looks for Alleman so far.
And it comes to Schwenniker. She's trapped up, and now it's stolen away by Shelby Pacheco. Now Jessica Howard, long three from the right wing, off the rim long, and the rebound is saved inbounds by Maddie Boyer, but as Sarah Baker picked the ball up, she had a foot on the sideline, so the Pioneers will bring it from three-quarter court. Back in, Paige Klink, Mickey Rodriguez, Megan Young, Jamie Johnson, and Sarah Nelson in for the first time for the Streaks. Inbounding is Charlene Yeager, 5'8", junior. And it comes to A.J. Ledbetter. She's headed to SIU Edwardsville next year to continue her basketball career. Now reach is going to be called. Was that Jamie Johnson?
Yeah, I think they're going to get Jamie on that. But I actually didn't think Jamie made any contact, as it looked like Ledford had done a spin dribble to get away from her so that it wouldn't have been contact. But they're going to get Jamie on this one nonetheless.
First foul on Jamie's second team. Foul on the Streaks. 5:10 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 6-4. Right wing, this is Angie Ledford on the dribble. Now right wing, it goes to Schwenniker on the blocks down the right side. Mulageta, 10-footer up and no good. Rebound on the weak side to Mickey Rodriguez. And Mulageta is going to get called for a reach. Not a good play that time by Mulageta, reaching in after Mickey already had a hold of the ball.
Yeah, Mickey did a good job of corralling that one. And Mulageta just a little over-aggressive, and she gets called for the foul.
First team foul on the Pioneers. They come out in a man-to-man defense. Paige Klink's pass is knocked away by A.J. Ledbetter. Streaks will have it on the near sideline near midcourt. 4:56 to play first quarter. Galesburg leading 6-4. Three Pioneers checking in. Back in is Andy Mills. Also, Abby Ledford, and checking in for the first time, Alex Wendell, a 5'10 senior. Also, Marianne McLaughlin in, a 5'7 sophomore.
A little bit of a line change there for Jay Hatch.
Paige Klink with it, gives to Mickey Rodriguez, right baseline, top of the key, it's Jamie Johnson. Jamie fakes, drives in, kicks out to Mickey on the right side, a long three-pointer is away, off the rim short, rebound comes down to Wendell for Alleman. Off it goes to Mills. Mills holds on to the backcourt, now gives to Ledford, it's Abby Ledford, cross midcourt left side. Nice look underneath to Wendell, lays it up off the glass left side.
Oh, that should have been travel.
Yeah, got her own rebound. She had actually hit the glass and no rim, and she caught it on the other side of the basket. And that's what Evan Massey was saying, wanted to travel. We're tied at 6. Call was not made. Paige Klink out high right side, holds on, gets to Mickey Rodriguez. Now back to Jamie Johnson, top of the key, out high left side to Paige Klink. Paige on the dribble, top of the key, picks up, gives to Jamie. She'll fire the three from the left side, and shot's just a little flat coming off of Jamie's hand tonight.
Yeah, she's got it, that just flat top shot, and it's just hammering over the backboard.
Abby Ledford runs it down the left side, gets it up off the glass and got it. Make it 8-6 Alleman. Now Megan Young drives in left side, up off the glass, in and out, no good. Gets her own rebound, and a jump ball called. I thought that should have been Mills over the back. But fortunately for the Streaks, the possession arrow points their way.
Well, I'd like to see the Streaks do a little bit more with the dribble penetration here. It looks like Alleman is over-pressuring the three-point shooters. I think they could get some fakes and get into the lane here and open things up a little bit.
Back in, Sarah Baker, Jessica Howard, Ty Peachy, Shelby Pacheco, and Katerina Mangieri. There you go. Ty drives in, draws the defender. Nice look to Shelby Pacheco on the left side, up off the glass, and got it. Just what you talked about, Eric. She drew the defender, made the nice bounce pass. Full court pressure, we're tied at 8. Now a near steal, now.
And there should actually, it looked like they're going to get a streak on this foul, but it looked like Ledbetter pushed off once Shelby got her hands on the ball.
So they called it on Shelby Pacheco. Shelby gets the call. That's the third team foul on the Streaks, and Mills will inbound from just in front of the Alleman bench in the corner to Ledbetter. Pass knocked away by Shelby Pacheco.
That should be out of bounds.
And the Streaks are going to get the basketball. Yeah, Ledbetter came down, stepped on the sideline, so the Streaks will get it back. So that full court pressure having an effect thus far.
That was an interesting call by the official there in the corner. He kind of had a point at an angle because he was so close to the wall.
Yeah, he could have still pointed that way. Three-pointer from Sarah Baker is off the mark. Wow, that was way off. Hit nothing but glass on the near side. Streaks having trouble from behind the arc with the exception of two hit from Mickey Rodriguez so far. Now a bump call is going to go against Shelby Pacheco. She just picked up her second. That's a 14 foul on the Streaks. 3:27 to play first quarter. We're tied at eight.
Well, that's not what you want right there because Shelby, one of the only true post players in there because Sadie's been hurting.
Mulligetta back in for Alleman, as is Angie Ledford. This is Angie Ledford, drives into the paint, scoops up a shot, but there's going to be a foul on the floor before the shot.
Sarah with the bump.
Sarah Baker with the call. That's her first, and now the 15 foul on the streak. So somewhat reminiscent of what happened in the first half up at Alleman thus far.
Yeah, lots of fouls, and it's 5-1 foul ratio right now.
Mills to inbound from the, or rather Ledbetter from the right baseline for Alleman. And it comes to Mills on the right wing, dribbles to the top of the key, now picks up out high on the left side. Trapped, looking for some help, and now gets to Mulligetta at the free throw line. Left baseline goes to Abby Ledford. 17-footer is away, no good. Sarah Baker with a rebound, outlet to High Peachy. Ty, cross midcourt, right side, kicks out to Jessica Howard. Long three-pointer is away, and good.
First had a good look at that one. It squared up well.
11-8 Streaks, 3 minutes to play, first quarter. Nice pass from Ledford to Mulligetta. Can't hit the cripple. Rebound is tipped away. They're going to say it went off Katarina Mangieri last, and Alleman will have it on their own right baseline as Maddie Boyer, Mickey Rodriguez, Jamie Johnson, Sarah Nelson, and Megan Young check back in for the Streaks. 2:55 to play first quarter, and you talked about the Streaks getting that dribble penetration. When Jamie Johnson was in there before with Mulligetta, Mulligetta was out there guarding her at the top of the key. That's somebody she can definitely take off the dribble.
Oh, definitely.
Pass in the paint to Mulligetta. Five-footer is up and good. Second basket for Mulligetta. Make it 11-10 Streaks. Maddie Boyer, right side, kicks out to Mickey Rodriguez, right baseline. Now Jamie, there she goes, down the right side of the lane, scoops up a shot, can't hit. She got bumped, no call. Rebound comes out long to Megan Young for the Streaks, and now reach is going to go against Abby Ledford. I thought there was less contact there than when Jamie went up. She kind of got sandwiched between three green jerseys.
Yeah, but you called it right on. Jamie went right to the rim, and I agree with you. I think there was definitely a bump foul when she went up for that layup.
Megan Young to inbound from the right baseline. Looking for help. Got to get it in. Yep, there's a five call. Yep, I saw that one coming. Nobody moved toward the ball. Everybody was moving away trying to run the play, and nobody actually came toward the ball.
Well, I think what Coach was saying right there to Megan Young is don't forget you've got the outlet over the top, and Megan didn't even look at it.
Long down court pass goes to Mulligetta at the free throw line. Right baseline to Ledford. Back to Mulligetta. Left baseline looked like she traveled. No call, but she puts it up from 10 and got it. She's got six. Make it 12-11 Alleman. Top of the key, Jamie Johnson with it. Working against Mulligetta, now right wing. It goes to Mickey Rodriguez, back to Jamie between the circles. Now gets to Maddie Boyer out high on the left side. 2:15 to play in the quarter. Streaks trail, 12-11. Jamie Johnson on the dribble right side, spins into the paint, and has it knocked away. And this is Ledbetter for Alleman. Ledbetter on the dribble, splits the Galesburg defenders, runs down the right side of the lane, up off the glass, can't hit. Rebound knocked away out of Jamie Johnson's hands by Mulligetta, and the Streaks will bring it the length of the court with 2:01 to play.
Well, definitely touch fouls being called on the Alleman offensive end and not so much on the Galesburg end.
Back in, Sarah Baker, Ty Peachy, Katarina Mangieri, Shelby Pacheco, and Jessica Howard for the Streaks. Alleman still playing man-to-man defense, under 2 minutes to play first quarter. Left wing, it's Shelby Pacheco. Sarah Baker now gives to Ty Peachy between the circles. Ty puts it on the floor. Now dribbles right, stops at the right elbow, now spins into the paint, looks for help, kicks out to Katarina Mangieri on the left wing. She'll fire the three off the rim short. Rebound comes out long. Katarina runs it down, now goes to the floor. Got tied up with her own teammate, now it's to the floor again. And finally, it's Ledford that got it off to Mulligetta. Now this is Ledbetter with it across midcourt left side. Dribbles to the left baseline, picks up, gives out to Mills out high on the left side. Swing it over to the right wing to Schwenniker. Now this is Angie Ledford, fires a 15-footer just right at the free throw line, kind of off balance and got it up and in. That's her first basket. Make it 14-11, Alleman.
Well, the Streaks just have to do a better job of taking away passing lanes right there.
Jessica Howard, three from the right wing, is no good. Rebound to Mulligetta for the Pioneers. Ledbetter on the dribble across midcourt, left of the center circle. Now stops on the left wing, knocked away from behind, but she's called for the travel. As I thought they were going to call Shelby for a foul there, as by the time he blew the whistle, Shelby had knocked the ball away from behind, but a travel was called on A.J. Ledbetter.
Yeah, that's what I thought was coming as well. And Shelby just being aggressive there, coming down, was able to poke it away. It looked clean, but again, a travel right before.
Paige Klink, Maddie Boyer in for the Streaks. This is Megan Young, left wing. Now Jamie Johnson between the circles, out high right side to Paige Klink. Now Mickey Rodriguez out high on the left side. Goes to the top of the key, hands off to Paige Klink. Paige on the dribble, top of the key. Dribbles right, looks for some help. Now gets to Jamie Johnson between the circles. Jamie gets past Mulugeta, now swings it out to the right wing to Paige Klink. Three is away and good. First basket of the ball game for Paige Klink. Four threes in the game for the Streaks. We're tied at 14, 37 seconds to play in the quarter. Two-on-two break, driving down the left side. Schwinnaker up off the glass, can't hit. Rebound comes out long to Klink. Paige on the dribble. Cross midcourt, right of the center circle, gets to Jamie Johnson between the circles. 25 seconds to play. Jamie stops and fires a three from straight on and got it.
That went a little bit better arc on that one.
That's five in the game for the Streaks, and they lead 17-14 with 16 seconds to play. Schwinnaker, left wing, on the dribble. Picks up, gives to Ledbetter out left of the center circle. Swing it to the right baseline to Angie Ledford. Drives in, leans it up off the glass, can't hit. Mulugeta goes
back.
Over the back. No call. She knocked Maddie Boyer out of bounds, and no call. Fortunately, the ball is going to the Streaks, and Evan Massey couldn't believe that no call either.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a height discrepancy there, but even still, with that height discrepancy, there should have probably been a foul call. This Salam Mulugeta comes in at 6'2". Maddie's about 5'3". So.
Ty Peachy splits the defenders, runs down the left side of the lane, layup up and no good. Ledbetter down with a rebound, but we have played one quarter of basketball, and it has been a good one. After one, it is Galesburg 17, Alleman 14. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Galesburg native and former Mercer County State's Attorney Mike Hare. Not only do Bill Butts and I have almost 60 years of combined legal experience, we also have a combined 110 years of life experience. If you want an attorney who not only knows what he's doing, but also understands how you feel, contact the Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in Galesburg or call us at 343-9107.
Live coverage of GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Did you know for $12 a month you can have renter's insurance? A shelter renter's insurance policy would protect your possessions and cover liability losses that could cost you thousands. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. Call me today, 343-2428.
The Silver Streaks boys basketball team has a home date with Western Big Six conference leading Rock Island tomorrow night. Pre-game coverage begins at 7:06 on WGIL.
The basketball to start the second quarter. Streaks lead 17-14. Ledbetter, three-pointer from the left wing is no good. Rebound Shelby Pacheco for the Streaks. Tom Arada there gets it. Glad to have you along on WGIL and WGIL.com. Sarah Baker, top of the key. She'll fire the three-pointer off the rim long. And the rebound is going to fall out of bounds. And so far in that first quarter, other than that, you know, we start the second quarter with Alleman putting up a three, but the Streaks have done it from outside the arc, and Alleman's done it from inside the arc, really inside the paint.
Yeah, and that's Alleman's game, too. Work that offense, get some easy looks inside the lane and inside the three-point arc.
Now a steal by Jessica Howard at midcourt, runs it down the right side, layup up and good. Second basket for Jess. She's got five, and a 30-second timeout called by Jay Hatch. Didn't like what he saw in the half court right there, and the Streaks lead 19-14, 7:22 to play here in the first half.
Well, I'm sure Coach Hatch is saying right now, you've got to see where the defense is right there. Yeah. She threw it right into a double team, and it was an easy pick for Jess, and she took it the other way. The Streaks right now with four turnovers there in that first quarter, already nine turnovers for this Alleman team, and that's uncharacteristic for the squad.
Galesburg High sophomore girls fell in a close 168-67. The other games in the Big Six tonight, Moline plays in United Township. That is their only loss this season to the Panthers. I have a feeling that's not going to be a very close game tonight, as Moline will avenge that one, and Rock Island hosting Quincy tonight.
You never know. Teams have those bugaboos, though.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But that's a totally different UT team without Shanice Morrow. Alleman breaks the full court pressure. This is Schwinnaker with it. Now gives top of the key to Wendell. Now down to the right block. This is Angie Ledford. Lays it up off the glass and got it. Got behind the Streaks defense that time. Make it 19-16 Streaks. Now it is Jamie Johnson, three-pointer. Top of the key is up and long. Rebound comes out to Wendell. Now this is Angie Ledford trapped up in the backcourt. Now gets it up into the front court to Schwinnaker. Now this is Ledbetter with it. Runs down the left side. Scoops it up off the glass. Can't hit. Rebound tipped around. Tipped around. And finally pops out and run down by Schwenniker at the top of the key for Alleman. Gives to Angie Ledford. Now it's Ledbetter on the right wing. Ledbetter drives in right side. Up off the glass. No good. But there's a foul. And I'm not sure if it's Megan Young or Jamie Johnson there. Does go against Jamie Johnson. That'll be her second. And that is the sixth team foul on the Streaks with 6:34 to play here in the first half.
Well, really, Tom, the way that Allman was able to get back into the game against the Streaks up at Allman was from the free throw line. The Streaks fouled late, and it allowed for them to get back into the game. They also had a lot of free throws early, as we said. There was a big foul discrepancy in the first half. Now, that kind of evened out in the third quarter because the Streaks were able to pick up a bunch of fouls in that third quarter. But the Streaks have to keep this team off the free throw line. This isn't your typical team that can struggle down the stretch.
A.J. Ledbetter with her first 2 points of the basketball game as she makes both free throws, 19-18 Streaks. Now a pass from Ty Pizzi to Shelby Pacheco in the paint. And what do we have, a reach call?
Oh, no, they're going to say Mulugeta was standing out of bounds when she touched the ball.
So the Streaks will have it back on their own right baseline. Maddie Boyer, Shelby Pacheco, Sarah Baker, Ty Pizzi, Jessica Howard in for the Streaks. And it comes to Shelby on the right baseline outside the three-point arc. Looks for help. Dribble. Trapped up by Mulugeta. Now hands off to Ty Pizzi and a timeout, 30-second timeout called by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. I think Shelby forgot she had the dribble. The pass did drop, but she still had not used up her dribble.
Yeah, I don't know if it was that or if she's not comfortable dribbling. She was stuck in the corner. She was in the far side corner. But all she had on her was Mulugeta, and Mulugeta was pretty much chest up on her, pressing against her. So if she comes around the corner there, she's probably either going to get a reach foul on Mulugeta or she's going to get a wide open look to the layup.
That's the thing with Mulugeta on you at 6'2", it's almost like being in a trap.
Yeah. You can't see over the top of her, so you definitely have to go around her.
6:24 to play first half. Streaks lead 19-18. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you along. Gale for Guy boys in action tomorrow night. They'll be back here at John Thiel Gymnasium hosting a very good Rock Island Rocks team. Should be a great game. Chase and Randall and company will be in town. 7:06 for the pregame. 7:30 scheduled tip-off tomorrow night with Mike Perry and Jim Lee right here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Sarah Baker, top of the key, left wing to Ty Pizzi. Ty on the dribble. Picks up and gets to Maddie Boyer between the circles. Swinger right wing to Jessica Howard. Fires a long three. In and out, no good. Rebound out long to Ledbetter for Alleman. Ledbetter had it poked away by Shelby Pacheco. Gets it back. Now gets to Schwenniker across midcourt. Now this is Abby Ledford. Right baseline to Mulugeta. Mulugeta puts it on the floor. Now picks up. Swings it over to Schwenniker. And she traveled with a no call. Now to Abby Ledford. Back in the paint. It goes to Mulugeta. Shot blocked by Sarah Baker and a jump ball called. Wow, nice shot by Sarah. I'm sure Mulugeta does not get too many shots blocked.
No, she definitely not accustomed to that, you can tell.
But Sarah timed that one absolutely perfectly. Jump ball called. Possession over to the Streaks.
Jamie Johnson. I think they may have called a travel on that.
Oh, did they?
They switched the arrow.
Well, she had her hand on top of the ball, but nonetheless, Streaks get it back. Paige Klink, Jamie Johnson, Megan Young, Sarah Nelson, Mickey Rodriguez in for the Streaks. And now a 3-second call. One of the, fourth or fifth time we've seen that called all season?
Yeah, at most.
If that. So the Streaks turn it over with 5:39 to play, leading 19-18.
Well, it looks like it's going to be another tight one, so the Streaks have got to keep playing defense. They can't have the lapses we've seen against UT here and against Moline.
Streaks wanted to call and Ledbetter leaning in on Sarah Nelson as Mulugeta gets it down on the block on the right side, lays it up and in. She's got 8, make it 20-19. Alleman, 5:23 to play, first half. Jamie Johnson, top of the key against Mulugeta, looking over the defense, now gets to Paige Klink, right wing. Paige brings it back out between the circles, and Ledbetter playing way off of Paige. She's going to have some open looks if she so chooses. Now it's Mickey Rodriguez, top of the key. Stop, now gives to Paige out high left side. Left wing, it goes to Jamie Johnson. She'll penetrate against Mulugeta, kicks it out to Paige. She'll fire the three from the top of the key, off the back iron, no. Sarah Nelson with the rebound, had it knocked away. Now Megan Young gets it, and as she tries to put it up, a reach, I think, is going to go against Mulugeta. Both Mulugeta and Mills were there as Megan tried to put the put back up, and
Give it to Mills.
Yeah, Andy Mills picks it up. They were both there. I was hoping it was going to go against Mulugeta. That would have been her second, but Mills picks up her first and going to the free throw line. Megan Young with 2. First one is up and good.
Megan Young, a 67% free throw shooter coming into the game.
Third team foul on the Pioneers here in the first half. We're tied at 24:58 to play. Back in for Galesburg, Katarina Mangieri, Jessica Howard, Ty Pizzi, and Jamie Johnson as Shelby Pacheco waits to replace Megan Young. Senior night, Jam the Gym night here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Great crowd. Second shot for Megan is up and good. And Shelby Pacheco will come in and replace her. 21-20, Streaks with the lead. A nice plaque presented to Streaks head coach Evan Massey for picking up that 700th win down at Canton earlier this season. Inbound comes to Abby Ledford. Now this is Schwinnaker across midcourt in the center circle. Swing a right baseline to Angie Ledford. Nearly traveled with it. Now threw it away.
Yeah, she chucked that out of bounds as she was falling out of bounds anyway. She tried to get it across the lane, but definitely didn't have an opening as she would try to go to Alice Wendell.
This is Ty Peachy across midcourt, right side on the dribble. Now picks up and looks for some help. Gets to Shelby Pacheco between the circles. Back to Ty on the dribble, top of the key. Dribbles left, now back inside the free throw line. Kicks out to Jamie, top of the key. She'll fire the three, in and out, no good. And the rebound, Shelby
Great
Pacheco
rebound.
Up off the glass and got it.
Great rebound put back by Shelby right there.
Four for Shelby, make it 23-20. Streaks Jamie, oh, there's a travel by Schwenniker. Streaks get it back again on the full court pressure. And Jamie Johnson's shot just a little bit flat once again, right on target that time. A little more arc, that one would have fallen.
Yeah, just needs to bend a little bit more going up and try to get a little bit more arc on the back, on the front end of that.
Back in, Paige Klink, Sarah Baker, Maddie Boyer. They're in there with Mickey Rodriguez and Paige Klink. Right wing, this is Megan Young. Now goes on the blocks to Sarah Baker. Leans in, blocked from behind by Wendell. Rebound tipped out, and it's Angie Ledford that comes down with it for the Pioneers. Gives way to Charlene Yeager. Now this is Schwinnaker with it out left to the center circle. Lost it in the backcourt, and that's an over and back, and that
wow.
was just an unforced error that time.
Yeah. 13 turnovers now for Allman wow. in this first half, and just poor handling of the basketball really is what's attributed to it. The press definitely giving them issues, but it's mostly...
Yeah, that should be the Streaks ball. Yeah, I was going to say Sarah Baker stepped over the line inbounding it, but it was a bad toss
pass.
From the official. She,
yeah,
it went, and she had to kind of reach down for it, and she fell forward.
Realistically, the sub shouldn't come in here either,
no.
I don't think.
Yeah, because the play didn't actually happen.
Yeah, there's no sub should have come in there, but they're going to let her come in anyway. Is checking into the game, Abby Ledford, out of the game, Schwenniker.
This is Sarah Baker, top of the key, drives down the left side of the lane against Wendell, leans in, can't hit, but she's fouled. I think it's going to be, are they going to put it on the shot or on the floor? He signaled two initially, it looked like, because he blew the whistle as she was still dribbling, it looked like. No, they're going to give Sarah two shots. Wendell gets called for the foul, that's her first, so Sarah Baker goes to the free throw line with two shots, 4-1 to play in the first half, Streaks leading 23-20. First one is away and good. I just thought when the whistle blew, she was still driving down the side of the lane and then went ahead and got the shot up, and I guess that was a continuation.
We'll take it.
24-20, Streaks lead, second shot away, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Wendell for Alleman. This is Angie Ledford on the run across midcourt, into the paint, runs down the right side of the lane, up off the glass, no, but a foul's going to be called on, I believe, Paige Klink.
Well, what Paige did right there that she shouldn't have done is she brought her hands back down. It kind of gave the appearance that she was coming down after the arm. If she would have just stayed straight up there, I don't know if she made much contact at all, but that's what the appearance gives. You got to keep your hands straight up in the air and try to divert the shot that way.
3:55 to play in the half. Streaks lead 24-20 at the free throw line as Angie Ledford, a 5'5 senior for the Alleman Pioneers. Alleman 19-9 on the season, 7-2 in the Western Big Six. This is their final conference game as the first free throw is up and good, as they always end their season a week, regular season a week earlier, as they play in the Class 2A tournament that will start a week before the others. The 1A and 2A will start next week. Second shot is away, and this one is good as well.
Ledford came into the game leading the team in free throw percentage at 76.4%, so she could hit them.
Ball knocked away by Mulligetta out near midcourt. Sarah Baker picks it up and gives to Paige Klink out high on the left side. 3:44 to play here in the first half. Paige on the dribble, right wing, picks up and gives to Mickey Rodriguez. Mickey dribbles to the right elbow, gives to Sarah Baker. Sarah scoops it up from 10 feet out, up off the glass, and got it.
Just kind of a enough runner English there. On that one to bring it back
yeah.
in.
Kind of a runner. She was outside the lane when she scooped it up and got it up and in. Make it 26-22 Streaks. Ledbetter across midcourt to Angie Ledford. She'll dribble down left side. 2-on-1 break. Stop, travel, no call. Rebound, shot, no good. Rebound actually comes down to Ledford. Now the ball goes to the floor. Megan Young gets it and gets it to Sarah Baker. Great hustle by Megan. Now it's Mickey Rodriguez. Right baseline. Fires to three. It's off the mark. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Mills for Alleman. Angie
well, air
Ledford
ball
now.
Right there. She's got to take an extra second right there. Mickey had another second to get herself collected to get a better shot up.
Ledbetter with it. Left wing goes to McLaughlin. Now on the right side, this is Ledford. And Angie Ledford leans in, gets it up off the glass. Good and one. And the foul's going to be called on Sarah Baker.
Well, right there, Sarah's got to either make sure she doesn't get the shot up or she's got to just let the shot go, because that ball was just kind of flung by Ledford up towards the rim.
So Angie Ledford now with 8 points and a chance to make it nine, as Katerina Maggiore, Jessica Howard, Shelby Pacheco, Ty Peachy, and Jamie Johnson check back in for the Streaks. 2:53 to play first half. Galesburg leads 26-24. Streaks were up 17-14 at the end of the first quarter. Galesburg had 5 3-pointers in that first quarter. Don't have one in this second quarter. Angie Ledford, shot is up, in and out, no good. Rebound, Jamie Johnson. Outlet to Ty Peachy. Ty across midcourt in the center circle. Brings it down out high to the left side between the circles to Jamie Johnson. Right wing, Katerina Maggiore. Cat on the dribble, now picks up, looks for help. Gets to Ty Peachy, top of the key. She'll run down the right side of the lane, scoop it up. No, but she's fouled on the floor before the shot. I believe it was Abby Ledford that reached in, and that's just going to be the fourth team foul now on Alleman.
That was a great pass right there by Maggiore, though. She was able to find Ty, who was coming around the top of the arc, and then she cut straight down the lane, and she was able to get her wide open. And ultimately, that's what caused the foul, because there was no way they were going to stop her from committing that free throw or getting the layup.
Inbound pass to Jamie Johnson on the left block. Spins, gets it up off the glass and in. She's got five. Make it 28-24 Streaks. This is Abby Ledford across midcourt. Swing it out high left side to Mills. Now left wing. This is Schwenniker. Three-pointer in and out. No good. Rebound tipped around. And it's going to go off of, they're going to say either Shelby Pacheco or Jamie Johnson last. So Alamo will have it on their own left baseline. 2:21 to play in the quarter.
Streaks playing pretty solid on defense. You want to get that board, though, right there to bring it back to your side.
Ledbetter to inbound, and it comes to Abby Ledford, left baseline. Kicks it to Ledbetter on the left side. Shot blocked, knocked away by Shelby Pacheco. Now Mills has it knocked away by Shelby again. Mills picks it up, looks for help, and gets to Abby Ledford. Now it's Ledbetter on the left baseline, and a reach is going to be called. Is it on Shelby? If so, that's her third. Does go against Shelby Pacheco. She's being awfully aggressive out there, and they called it that time. But, boy, she was doing a great job defensively on that little series there.
Well, yeah, and she's getting into some bad situations because the Streaks aren't getting those offensive rebounds. So what happens is that ball's staying inside a lot longer, allowing Alleman to get her in some predicaments that she just ends up fouling on.
So A.J. Ledbetter goes to the free throw line.
Coach Astro must have great confidence in Ledbetter's free throw ability. It's only put one rebounder down there. Or
yeah.
Is that scared of the fast break?
I think it might be a combination. So Ledbetter hits the first. She's 3 for 3. Now, missed the next. She's 3 for 4. Make it 28-25 Streaks. 2 minutes to play in the first half. Paige Klink on the dribble across midcourt left side. Stops on the left wing. Now brings it back out and has it stolen away by Ledbetter. Ledbetter long down court pass to Mills. Runs it down the left side up off the glass and got it.
Ledbetter has those long arms. She's able to get into the passing lanes. Paige has to use some pass fakes to get that ball out.
28-27 Streaks, 1:45 to play. Now a travel called on Sarah Baker as Zevin Massey will send in five new players. Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, Katerina Maggiore, Sarah Nelson, and Jamie Johnson. 1:44 to play in the half, 28-27 Streaks. Three-quarter court. Alleman will inbound. It'll be Andy Mills to inbound from just in front of the Alleman bench. And it comes to Schwenniker at midcourt, gets it across left side, and lost her footing, went
travel
to the floor, and it should have been a travel, but they call a jump ball. She slid across the floor. She lost her footing, fell, and slid about 3 or 4 feet with the ball. They called a tie-up as the Streaks tied her up after that. Fortunately, the possession arrow points toward the Streaks since the travel wasn't called. This is Ty Peachy, top of the key with it, looks over the defense, a minute and a half to play in the half. Left wing to Jamie Johnson. Jamie dribbles left baseline, leans in, can't hit the shot. Rebound comes down to Mills for Alleman. Jamie just didn't get a real good angle on that one.
No, and nice didn't move. Have enough oomph under it either.
Oh, Ty Peachy got called for a foul at midcourt. That was an absolutely bad call. Ty was going for the basketball one direction, and Angie Ledford was going for it the other direction. I don't even think there was any contact. And Ledford just, they both fell to the floor going in opposite directions. And the ball went out of bounds. Should have been the Streaks' ball, but a foul was called on Ty. Not a good call there. That's her second, so back to the free throw line is Angie Ledford with two more. Streaks with 10 team fouls in the first half, 5 for Alleman. Want to take bets on what's going to happen in the second half?
Yeah. 3 for 4 for the free throw line now is Ledford as she ties the game back up at 28 apiece. This is the first tie we've had since it was 14-14. No, 20-20. That was the last tie we had in this game.
1:17 to play in the half. Next shot is up and good as well. 8 for Ledford. Make it 29-28. Alleman. Ty Peachy with it. Gives to Jessica Howard. Top of the key. Jess on the dribble. Comes left. Now gives to Ty Peachy between the circles. And yep, that's going to be an over and back.
Well, he actually called it early, though, because Ty hadn't even touched the ball again since she went on the wrong side. But it was going to be a turnover nonetheless.
Yeah, the pass was off the mark. Went behind Ty. And she actually tried to stay in the front court, but ended up stepping in the backcourt to get to the ball. This is Ledbetter. Drives in left side. Can't hit the shot. Mulageta down with the rebound. Knocked away, though, by Ty Peachy. Ball goes out of bounds. And Alamo will have it on their own right baseline. 57.1 to play. Sarah Baker and Maddie Boyer will replace Katarina Mangieri and Jamie Johnson. Also, Megan Young will come in and replace Sarah Nelson. So the official telling Megan, you can't come in until I tell you you can. Apparently that's what the conversation was. At least not like the officials we had a couple of weeks ago here. Ball inbound, knocked away by Maddie Boyer. Goes to the floor. Ledbetter comes down with it. Oh, are you kidding me? Now Maddie Boyer called for a reach. As she and Ledbetter, had it tied up. And
well, yeah,
I don't know.
Maddie had both hands on the ball, and Ledbetter ripped the ball away, and then they called a hole. I'm not exactly sure where that originated from.
11 team fouls on the streaks as Ledbetter hits the first free throw. All her points here in the first half have come from the free throw line. And she's got four of them. 54.1 to play in the half. 30-28 is the Alleman lead. Second shot is up and good as well. They get 31-28 Pioneers. 50 seconds to play. Ty Peachy with it out high right side. Gets to Jessica Howard, top of the key. Now
get Megan Young on a... No.
They call Mulageta,
I guess.
Well, Megan was setting a pick, and yeah, I didn't really see what happened.
They call that Mulageta. Mulageta was trying to get through the screen, but I was kind of surprised because it definitely looked like they were going to call it on Megan because they blew it right after Megan had set the screen.
So Mulageta picks up her second foul, 16th foul now on the Pioneers in the first half, 47.3 to play. Ty Peachy with it, gives to Sarah Baker, top of the key. Sarah penetrates, now pulls back out, gives to Ty with 40 seconds to play. Ty on the dribble, top of the key, dribbles right in the paint, tried to get it to Megan Young, but you're not going to get that pass through Mulageta there, and she makes the steal, now gives to Ledbetter. Now Angie Ledford, left baseline, Wendell fires an 18-footer and got it.
Pretty good form right there.
Yeah, Alex Wendell with her first basket. Make it 33-28. Biggest lead of the ball game for the Pioneers. Top of the key, Sarah Baker with 17. Drives right side of the lane. Up off the glass, can't hit, but
that'll be her third. Yeah,
it does go.
She's going to get out of the game right here. Coach Hatch is going to let her pick up her fourth here.
Nice job by Sarah Baker being aggressive, taking it right because both Mulageta and Wendell were both there. Wendell at 5'10", Mulageta at 6'2". Sarah took it right at him and drew the contact. First free throw away, no good. Sarah's got three.
Sarah only shooting 57% on the season from the free throw line.
Elizabeth Van Ho, a 6-foot senior in to replace Mulageta. 15.9 to play in the half. Streaks lead 33-28. Streaks trail 33-28. Sarah Baker at the free throw line, second shot away and good.
50% now on the day at 2-for-4 from the line.
And Nikki Rodriguez checks in for Maddie Boyer. 15.9 to play. Also, Paige Klinken, Megan Young, Jessica Howard, and Sarah Baker. Mills to inbound, and it comes to Ledbetter with 14 across midcourt with 12. On the dribble out high left side with 10. Now left wing, it goes to Schwenniker. Back to Ledbetter, drives into the paint. Now kicks out to the left baseline. Schwenniker, 18-footer, no good. 4 seconds to play. Rebound comes down to Angie Ledford. Lays it up with a second to play and got it. And we have played one half of basketball. The Pioneers with their biggest lead of the ball game. It's Solomon 35, Galesburg 29. We'll come back with our halftime show. We'll talk about this first half, run down some halftime statistics and more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Are you a diehard sports fan? Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Breed Love's for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Breed Love's Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything's sports.
I love that sound. I'm ready to escape these walls. And the words, we need to pick up a few things, can only mean a trip to one place. Thorne's Pets and Supplies. I've heard they now carry grillers. Calhide Rawhide Grilled in Chicago. It's gotta be tasty. And I just gotta check out the coats. And I really want a pair of boots. Sure would make these quick trips outside easier.
Brr. Thorne's Pets and Supplies in Galesburg, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Lock your keys in your car, have engine trouble, or run out of gas? You can't predict what might happen while you're out on the road. With Pekin Insurance roadside rescue coverage from Craddy Insurance in Galesburg, you will have peace of mind service 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Call Craddy Insurance today for more details about why you should have this. One call does it all, roadside rescue claim service. From Pekin Insurance, you'll put your mind at ease.
Where do you turn for legal advice? Choosing an attorney should be more than a trip to the Yellow Pages. For bankruptcy, divorce, personal injury, estate planning, or a criminal case, get experienced legal representation. Roberts & Wilcox & Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street, Galesburg, or at galesburglaw.com. Even when you know you need legal advice, you might find yourself hesitant to contact a lawyer. It doesn't matter how you got where you are. What matters is getting you where you need to be. Roberts & Wilcox & Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, and on the web at galesburglaw.com.
Dr. Thomas Patterson performs a no-scalpel vasectomy, a technique done through a tiny puncture instead of incisions. It's less traumatic, shortens recovery time, and typically takes less than 30 minutes. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McLean, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision.
Shh! You did not just...
Look at that dish. Seared squab with foie gras.
And that thing that just raced by?
With my appetite.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision...
Foie gras.
Out of collision.
Galesburg, Lincoln, Mercury, Nissan, just off the square downtown, has 0% financing on most models. Large rebates to kick the year off right, and new vehicles arriving daily. Galesburg, Lincoln, Mercury, Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Blinker.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the Alcorn Carlin Halftime Report, brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense.
Back at John Thiel Gymnasium, Tom Aerodith along with Eric Gibson. We're at halftime, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Alamon Pioneers 35-29 as our halftime score. Streaks led 17-14 at the end of the first quarter, but they were outscored 21-12 in that second quarter. And really the big difference was from the free throw line, as Alamon shot, both teams shot all their free throws in the second quarter, but Alamon got there 11 times and hit 9 of them. The Streaks only got to the line 6 times and were 4 for 6. So that's really the difference thus far in the basketball game. 35-29, our halftime score. Galesburg High sophomore team fell earlier, 68-67 was the final in a close one. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. The other games on the schedule tonight: Moline is at United Township, Rock Island playing host to Quincy. The Maroons on top of the Big Six with a 7-1 record, 25-1 overall. Alamon in second, 7-2. This is their final conference game of the season. UT in third at 5-3. The Streaks 3-5. Quincy 2-6. Rock Island 1-8. Galesburg High boys in action tomorrow night. They'll play host to the Rock Island Rocks here at John Thiel Gym. And that'll be a 7:06 pregame, 7:30 scheduled tip-off. Mike Perry and Jim Lee will have the action for you right here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Then a huge day for basketball Saturday right here, as the first off, we'll start it off with the Galesburg High boys. They'll play at the United Center. They'll take on Blue Island Eisenhower. That game will get underway at 11:45 on Saturday morning at the United Center. 11:25 pregame with Mike and Jim. Then the Galesburg High girls will travel to Winnetka up on the north side, north suburb of Chicago. They'll take on the New Trier Trevians, one of the top-ranked teams, a top-10 team in Class 4A. And that'll be at 3:30 Saturday afternoon. We'll take the air at about 3:06. Eric and I will be there. Then Saturday night, the Illinois Fighting Illini back in action. It'll be a big day down in Champaign, as ESPN Game Day is going to be there at Assembly Hall. Kim, that game will tip off at 7:30 on Saturday night, Illinois and Michigan State. And if the Illini want to be in that game at all, they better play a heck of a lot better than they did against, although they got the win at Iowa last night, they better play a heck of a lot better if they want to stand a chance in that ball game. Although I believe, if I'm not mistaken, isn't Kalen Lucas for Michigan State, is he injured? Is he out at this point?
Or? They're saying he's questionable as of right now, so it'll be interesting to see game time, but it definitely will help the Illini if he is not in the game.
Oh, definitely. Most definitely. We are at halftime here. Streaks trail 35-29. We'll take a timeout, come back, and talk about this one. Run down our first half stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
With a Guardian automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. For less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV, you can have peace of mind of your own 24/7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
As a mother, you keep a close eye on your family, watching over them, seeing to their needs, looking after their health. That's why OSF St. Mary Medical Center consistently recruits the best minds in healthcare, from nurses and technicians to physicians and surgeons, and why we offer not one, but 8 convenient clinics throughout the Galesburg area. Learn more online at www.osfstmary.org. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee, by the Hearing Clinic and Dr. Peter Hausline, ENT in Galesburg, and by Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family.
Life can be a balancing act. Let me help simplify things. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. At Shelter Insurance, we can insure your auto, home, and life. Let me take care of the business of life so you have time to enjoy it. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com.
The official WGIL forecast tonight is brought to you by Dennis Twitty State Farm, inviting you to stop by the corner of North and Henderson Street and meet their friendly staff. Tonight, cloudy, a 50% chance of snow after midnight, low around 26. Tomorrow, accumulation of snow, about 1 to 2 inches, high of 31, low of 21. Saturday, cloudy, scattered flurries, high of 29. Saturday night through Monday, cloudy, lows around 18 and a high of 27. Currently, it is 32 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Coming up this week on WGIL Sports Saturday, we'll visit with Monmouth Roseville boys basketball coach Chuck Grant Saturday morning at 8 on WGIL.
Here at John Field Gymnasium. Halftime show brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense keeps a good legal defense. Time to take a look at our halftime stats brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. Streaks, pretty balanced attack. A lot of people scored, just not enough. 5 points for Jessica Howard, including a three. 4 for Sarah Baker. 4 for Shelby Pacheco. 6 for Mickey Rodriguez on a couple of threes in the first quarter. 5 for Jamie Johnson, including a three. 2 for Megan Young on a couple of free throws. 3 for Paige Klink on a free throw. Streaks, 4 for 6 from the line. 5 3-pointers all in the first quarter. Alleman, led by Angie Ledford, had a huge second quarter. She's got 12 points, 10 of those in the second quarter. 8 for Salem Mulageta, 5 for A.J. Ledbetter, all from the free throw line. 4 for Andy Mills, 2 for Abby Ledford, 2 for Alex Wendell. Alleman, 9 for 11 from the line.
Yeah, the streaks aren't shooting very well, and that was something that's always important for them. Right now, 5-12 from inside the arc, good for 42%, 5-22 from distance, so only 23% from deep, good for 29% in the game. You look at the other side of things, Alleman shooting 42% from the floor, so that's pretty much where the difference is at this point. Turnovers are actually in the streaks' favor. They have 9, Alleman 14, and total rebounds, the streaks are getting out rebounded 24-16, but they do have 6 offensive rebounds compared to only 4 for Alleman. The streaks have to continue to hit those offensive boards. If they're not going to hit the deep shots, they're going to have to do a better job of scoring from inside off those offensive rebounds. And unfortunately, Salam Mulageta obviously influences a lot of those shots inside, as well as Andy Mills.
Alleman with the basketball to start the second half for the streaks. Jessica Howard, Shelby Pacheco, Sarah Baker, Ty Peachy, and Maddie Boyer. Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson, glad to have you along on WGIL and WGIL.com. Streaks trail 35-29, getting ready to start the second half of action. Senior night here at John Thiel Gym, jam the gym night. Huge crowd here tonight, great atmosphere. Inbound comes to Angie Ledford, traveled no call, gets right wing to Ledbetter now at the free throw line. Mulugeta was a 16-footer up and no good. Rebound off the hands of Maddie Boyer. Ledbetter gets it down up off the glass and got it. That's her first basket of the ball game. She's got seven, make it 37-29, Alleman. Ty Peachy runs down the right side of the lane, now looks for help, and she's called for a travel. She got herself in a little bit too deep, and Ledbetter defended her well. She couldn't get a shot off.
Well, not how you really want to start here if you're the Streaks. You don't want to get yourself into a bigger hole.
As Mills gets called, she made the inbound pass to Ledbetter. Ledbetter passed it right back to Mills, but she was still in the process of stepping inbounds, so the Streaks get it back on an Alleman turnover.
Good call right there. Hadn't established herself in yet.
Three-pointer, Jessica Howard from straight on is good. Her second of the ball game. She's got eight, make it 37-32. Streak six in the ball game for Galesburg. Alleman breaks the pressure. This is Angie Ledford, runs down the right side, leans in up off the glass, can't hit. Might have been partially blocked by Sarah Baker. Sarah with a rebound and hands to Ty Peachy. Ty down court to Maddie Boyer, left wing, stops and fires a three, in and out, no good. And now Ty Peachy is going to be called for going over the back on the rebound. And that's the third foul on Ty. You can't afford to lose her ball handling ability.
No, definitely not. She just needed to let that one go. She didn't really have a chance. It was a good box out. I believe Mills had her boxed out. So she's pretty much just got to let that ball come off and get rebounded.
In for Galesburg, Katarina Mangieri and Jamie Johnson replacing Sarah Baker and Maddie Boyer. Full court pressure. Alleman breaks it. This is Ledbetter across midcourt, right of the center circle. Gives to Angie, or rather Abby Ledford, and she carried the ball. No call. Wow. Now the ball gets knocked away from behind, and the Streaks are going to get it as it went off of Mills last. Yeah, she definitely carried that one. I don't know what the official meant by somebody hit it. It didn't matter. She still had the ball in her hand, and she carried it, whether somebody had hit it or not. This is Jamie Johnson. Now Ty Peachy, top of the key, looks over the defense. Under 7 minutes to play, third quarter. Ty out high right side on the dribble. Dribbles left, gets picked from Jamie Johnson into the paint. Now kicks out to Katarina Mangieri, left wing. Now Jamie Johnson, top of the key. Back to Ty, left wing. She'll fire the three. Off the rim short, right on target. And a rebound comes down to Mills for Alleman. She gives way to Abby Ledford. Now Angie Ledford, left wing. Back to Abby, and the ball goes into the backcourt, and Ledford just let it go. Shelby Pacheco hustles down, picks it up into the paint, up off the glass, and got it.
Actually, good hustle.
Didn't use the glass, but, yeah, she recognized that Abby Ledford just knew it was a bad pass, couldn't get to it, so she didn't even hustle to get after it, and Shelby Pacheco did and got the two, make it 37-34. Ty Peachy just picked
four.
Up her fourth foul.
Yeah.
Midcourt, yeah, tried to knock it away from Abby Ledford, but...
If you have no fouls or one foul, that's a good play right there by Ty, because it's a good gamble to see if you can get the pick. But with three fouls, you gotta just let that one be passed. She didn't have position. She tried to sneak to the side and tip it away, but she bodied up when she did.
Into the ball game, Maddie Boyer, Megan Young, Paige Klink, Mickey Rodriguez, and Sarah Baker. Right baseline, Abby Ledford gives to Mills at the top of the key. Mills on the dribble, picks up, gives to Angie Ledford, left baseline outside the three-point arc. She'll drive baseline, stops, gives to Mulugeta in the paint. Now right baseline, Abby Ledford fires a three and got it. First three of the ball game, first make for Alleman, and make it 40-34. Pioneers with a lead, 5:53 to play in the third quarter. Sarah Baker on the dribble between the circles, working against Mills. Now gives to Klink. Now it's Boyer, Maddie Boyer, right wing. Now Sarah Baker out high right side to Paige Klink out high on the left side. Paige looks over the defense, picks up against Ledbetter. Now top of the key, Nikki Rodriguez, right wing, Maddie Boyer fires a three off the rim long. Rebound tipped out and brought down by Ledbetter for Alleman. Ledbetter knocked away from behind by Paige Klink. Unfortunately for Paige, as she was going after the ball, she had Abby Ledford coming the other way, and Paige's momentum took her right into Ledford, and that gives Paige her second foul, and that's the third team foul on the Streaks here in the second half. Not like I thought it was going to be. Thought it was going to come out and be the opposite. Well, it now says 30 team fouls on Alleman up on the board.
Yeah, I think they're a little off. Just a little bit.
Wishful thinking. three on the Streaks. Now the inbound pass stolen away by Shelby Pacheco. Shelby runs it down from straight on, lays it up and got it.
Good job by Shelby right there to take it right to the rim.
8 points for Shelby, make it 40-36, Alleman. Now this is Angie Ledford. Nice look to Mulugeta on the right side, lays it up off the glass and got it. 10 for Mulugeta, make it 42-36. Now nice look from Maddie Boyer to Shelby Pacheco under the basket, up off the glass, no. But Mulugeta fouls her from behind, and that is number four,
is four on her?
On Salem Mulugeta. Nice look. We usually see Ty Peachy make that pass, but that time Maddie Boyer made the nice look to Shelby running the floor, and Shelby couldn't get the shot to fall.
The board only has Mulugeta with three, but I'm pretty sure that I have her four as well.
Yeah, because she got called for the one late in the half, I think. Free throw up and no good for Shelby. She's got 8 in the ball game.
Shelby only a 50% free throw shooter on the season.
Mulugeta is going to come out now. And she's replaced by Marianne McLaughlin. Also in is Charlene Yeager. Second shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Yeager for Alleman. Yeager traveled with it as she was trapped by Jessica Howard and Shelby Pacheco. Maddie Boyer and Katarina Mangieri doing a nice job away from the ball.
Well, the Sphinx are doing a good job creating turnovers here. They just got to start benefiting off of them.
This is Jamie Johnson on high left side. Hands to Maddie Boyer. Now back to Jessica Howard. Left wing fires a long, high arcing three-pointer. No good. Rebound. Katarina Mangieri on the weak side. Kicks out to Maddie Boyer out high on the right side. Maddie on the dribble now between the circles. Gives to Jamie Johnson out high left side. Now it is Shelby Pacheco. Now back to Jessica Howard. Top of the key. Now Maddie Boyer. Maddie dribbles left inside the free throw line. The runner is up. Bounces off. No good. Rebound off the hands of Shelby Pacheco. And Ledbetter comes down with it for the Pioneers. This is right baseline to McLaughlin. Now it's Ledbetter with it. Drives into the paint. Nice look to the left wing to Yeager. 17-footer up and no good. Rebound off the hands of Jamie Johnson with 4:18 to play. Alamo will have it on their own right baseline.
Streaks line change here. And just need a little bit better ball movement to get the ball rotating around the perimeter a little bit better. I think the Streaks are going to get hot here in a minute. That's my prediction.
Sarah Nelson, Megan Young, Sarah Baker, Paige Klink, and Mickey Rodriguez in for the Streaks.
This is the right Allman lineup for the Streaks to go on a run.
Now on the inbound pass, Mickey Rodriguez went up for it, but kind of undercut Angie Ledford. And that is now the fourth team foul on the Streaks here in the second half. First foul on Mickey.
I think Angie Ledford does a good job getting fouls called because she hits the floor a lot.
Yeah, she does. This is Schwenniker with it. Right baseline goes to Abby Ledford in the paint to Wendell, and she overthrew Angie Ledford. She had her open under the basket, but just totally overthrew her that time. Another Alleman turnover with 4:07 to play third quarter.
Well, right here, Ledbetter and Mulugeta are out, so the Streaks have got to try to find a way to get flying here because without their two of their leaders on the floor, the Streaks have some definite opportunities, especially on the offensive end.
Nice look from Sarah Nelson to Sarah Baker on the right block. Sarah up and in. She's got 6 and make it 42-38. Alleman, 3:50 to play, third quarter. 3-on-2 break for Alleman. Wendell on the left block. Kicks out top of the key to Schwenniker. Right wing to Abby Ledford in the paint. Wendell knocked away from behind by Nelson. Wendell gets it back. Left wing, this is Mills with an 18-footer up and good.
Mills has shown good range in this
one. Yeah. She's got 6 points and make it 44-38 Pioneers. Paige Klink on the dribble, gives to Mickey Rodriguez on the right wing. Mickey penetrates, kicks out to Sarah Baker. Sarah's going to run down the right side of the lane, up off the glass, can't hit, but she's fouled by Mills. And nothing more Mills could do on that one except try to stop the easy two. So Mills picks up her second team foul on the Pioneers. And to the free throw line goes Sarah Baker. She was 2-for-4 in the first half. Sarah with 6 points in the ballgame, 3:25 to play in the third quarter.
And unfortunately, just not hitting our free throws, and that can be tough here, especially down the end of the game. We saw that up at Allman when we weren't hitting our free throws and they were hitting theirs. Sarah now 2-for-5 in the game. And I believe, are we 0-for in this quarter?
Yes, 0-for-3 now. And that one is no good either as the rebound comes down to Wendell. And the outlet pass knocked away by Katarina Mangieri, who's in, as is Maddie Boyer, Jamie Johnson, Shelby Pacheco, and Jessica Howard. 3:23 to play third quarter. Streaks trail 44-38. Full court pressure, Mills to inbound. And it comes to Schwenniker, 3-on-1 break. Schwenniker dribbles down left side, knocked away by Jamie Johnson, but Schwenniker still tried to get a shot off, and as it went up, she lost a handle on it, went off the supports on the behind the board. So the Streaks get it back and bring it the length of the court. Shelby Pacheco gives to Jamie Johnson between the circles, left wing to Maddie Boyer. Maddie dribbles right, gives Katarina Mangieri top of the key, right wing to Jessica Howard. Now it's Maddie Boyer out on the volleyball spike line. Dribbles right, gets a pick from Jessica Howard. Now picks up and looks for help. Gets to Jamie Johnson, top of the key. Jamie dribbles right, kicks back out to Maddie. Maddie dribbles to the top of the key. Pulls out, Streaks. Not a whole lot of movement on offense this time down.
A lot standing around and needs some more screen set.
Now Maddie dribbles down the right side, gets it up off the glass and got it. Got around 2 Alleman defenders, got it up and in. That's her first basket of the ball game. Make it 44-40 Pioneers. This is Abby Ledford, gets it to Angie Ledford on the left wing, drives into the paint, and a reach foul on Jamie Johnson. And that'll be the third on Jamie now.
I think just about every foul that's been called on the streaks in this quarter has been Ledford taking the ball by them.
I think that is the case. Man, it's been crazy. And that's three on Jamie. Five team fouls on the streaks here in the third quarter as Paige Klink, Sarah Nelson, Sarah Baker, Megan Young, and Mickey Rodriguez check back in. Mulugeta back in for Holloman. She's got either three or four fouls. According to the board, she's only got three. We had her for four. This is Mulugeta in the paint. Kicks out to Schweniker. Now right baseline. Mills, 17 footers, no good. Weak side rebound. Angie Ledford kicks out to Abby Ledford. Now right baseline. This is Mills. Swing it to Abby Ledford. Now to Mulugeta in the paint. Turnaround 10-footer is up. It's an air ball. Mills saves it inbounds to Mulugeta. Right block up. No good. But she traveled with it. Jay Hatch can't believe it. He thought there was going to be a foul called, but Mulugeta got called for the travel.
Yeah, he is not a happy camper over there.
Might have had an argument on that one. I'm not sure. Paige Klink on the dribble. Right wing to Sarah Nelson. Sarah gets to Sarah Baker on the block, puts it up off the glass and got it.
Good aggressive play there by Sarah Baker, too, to go up over the top of Mulugeta.
Back to a two-point lead for Holloman, 44-42, under 2 minutes to play, third quarter. Andy Mills on the dribble across midcourt, right at the center circle, stops, picks up, gets to Schweniker out high left side. Schweniker left baseline to Angie Ledford, drives into the paint, splits the defenders, goes all the way to the basket, lays it up and in, and a timeout called by Jay Hatch after the basket. It is a 30-second timeout. So Angie Ledford, that's her first points of the second half, but she's got 14 in the ball game, and Holloman leads 46-42 with 1:39 to play in the third.
Well, what the streaks need to realize is when Angie Ledford gets the basketball, she's going to the basket. She's not shooting that long jumper. They need to give her a little bit more of a cushion because all that's happening is they're jumping out at her, and she's dribbling right around them and headed to the basket.
1:39 to play in the quarter. Galesburg High sophomore girls fell 68-67. Galesburg High boys hosting Rock Island here tomorrow night at John Thiel Gym. 7:06 pregame, 7:30 scheduled tip-off. Mike Perry and Jim Lee want to see some good basketball tomorrow night. Should be a great game. Chase and Randall, one of the top players in the nation, really, just a junior this year. Got all kind of schools after him. Should be a great game tomorrow night, and you can hear it right here if you can't be here. Streaks will bring it the length of the court. Jamie Johnson, Maddie Boyer, Katarina Mangieri, Shelby Pacheco, and Jessica Howard on the floor for Galesburg. This is Jamie Johnson. Drives down left side, lay it up off the glass, and got it. Nice move by Jamie. As it was Abby Ledford went to the floor trying to guard her. And Jamie gets it up and in. 7-4 Jamie, make it 46-44, 1:22 to play. Wendell with it, out high right side, Abby Ledford. Now it's Ledbetter, now Wendell at the free throw line, turns around, 17-footer, in and out, no good. Jamie Johnson down with a rebound, fouled from behind by Angie Ledford as she reached over the top. Not much contact on that one, but we'll take him when we can get him.
Definitely, especially against her, that's her second.
And I think, honestly, there was more contact from Jessica Howard ran into to Jamie as she was going after that one. I think maybe he had knocked her into Ledford a little bit. Shelby Pacheco on the right baseline outside the three-point arc.
Somebody's down. You got to get a pass around.
Swing it to Katarina Mangieri out high left side. Three-pointer no good. Jamie Johnson down with a rebound. Leans in. Gets it up. Got it in. One. And the Streaks have a chance to take the lead. They've tied it at 46 on a Jamie Johnson rebound and putback. The foul went against, I think it was Abby Ledford. And Jamie Johnson got it up and in. That's two quick ones for Jamie and a chance at the traditional three-point play, and she can give the Streaks the lead. As checking back in for Galesburg is Megan Young, Paige Klink, Sarah Nelson, and Mickey Rodriguez, and Sarah Baker waits to replace Jamie Johnson. We're tied at 46, 57.8 to play in the third quarter. So, well, I've already got Abby Ledford for two. That's what they have her for up on the board. Free throw in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Mulugeta. Now this is Ledbetter with it. 53 seconds to play. Mills gives to Abby Ledford. Down on the left block, Angie Ledford. Nice defense by the Streaks. Pass knocked away by Megan Young. Sarah Nelson comes up with the Streaks. Another chance to take the lead. 43 seconds to play in the quarter. Jamie Johnson, a long three from out high left side. In and out, no good. Rebound tipped up. Over the back call on Angie Ledford. She didn't like the call, but Sarah Nelson was there. Had the inside position. Ledford went up over her back, knocked it away. And that is her second foul. And that is now the 15th foul on the Pioneers. 38.4 to play here in the third quarter as Sarah Baker replaces Jamie Johnson. Also, Jessica Howard, Maddie Boyer, Katarina Mangieri check back in, replacing Paige Klink and Megan Young and Mickey Rodriguez. Katarina Mangieri to inbound from the left baseline for the Streaks. As Sarah Nelson got knocked out of the paint, Jessica Howard comes down with the inbound pass. Now it's Sarah Baker out high on the right side. Gets to Jessica Howard on the right wing. Streaks running a bit of a weave. Now Jess with a runner in the paint. Left hand no good. Gets her own rebound. Up off the glass. Got it. And the Streaks have the lead. 48-46. 23 seconds to play here in the third quarter. This is Ledbetter in the backcourt, across midcourt in the center circle. Gets to Mills out high left side. Mills gives to Abby Ledford on the left wing. Ledford on the dribble. Swings to Schwinnaker on the right baseline. She fires a three. Off the rim, no. Rebound comes down to Mills on the weak side. Up off the glass and got it. 3 seconds to play. Maddie Boyer with a runner on the right side. Got tripped up. No call. But we have played three quarters of basketball. We've got 8 minutes of exciting basketball to come your way. It is Galesburg 48, Alleman 48. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
When I step onto your farm, I am dedicated to serving you. I will offer only the best seed for your farm. I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dyna-Grow.
When you choose Dyna-Grow seed and CPS, you can be sure that you're getting the best seed for your farm. I'm Kurt Emkin with CPS in Yates City. Call me at 221-7351.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com, and by Bond Construction Company, Galesburg's premier building and remodeling contractors.
Want to save 20% on your insurance? Insure your home and auto with Shelter Insurance, and you could save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. I'm Amy Howard, your Shelter Insurance agent in Galesburg. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call me today at 343-2428.
Terry Cavanaugh here from WGIL. Join me tomorrow morning at 9:15 on Galesburg Live with Susan Toomey from the Buchanan Center for the Arts. We'll talk about journey stories on WGIL.
Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, fourth quarter just underway. We're tied at 48. The Streaks outscored Alleman 19-13 in the third quarter. Three-pointer by Jessica Howard, no good. Shelby Pacheco, offensive rebound, put back, no good. And now Shelby gets called for a foul on the rebound. Wow, that was her fourth as Mulugeta really went over her back, not only on the shot, but on that second rebound. But Shelby gets called for her third foul. That's the 16th foul now on the Streaks. But the Streaks with a good third quarter, outscoring Alleman 19-13.
Yeah, a much better job offensively at the end of that quarter, moving the ball. And the defense, I think, has been good pretty much the whole game.
Now a five-second call against the Pioneers. Good defense again by the Streaks. And Galesburg will have it on their own right baseline. 7:46 to play in the ball game. Tied at 48, Mickey Rodriguez, Jessica Howard, Sarah Baker, Shelby Pacheco, Maddie Boyer in for the Streaks. Ty Peachy with four fouls. That's the only reason she wouldn't have started the fourth quarter for the Streaks. This is Maddie Boyer out between the circles. Right wing, Jessica Howard gets a pick from Sarah Baker. Three-pointer is away. It's long. Rebound to Mulugeta for Alleman. To Mills, now to Ledbetter. Ledbetter on the dribble, now picks up in the backcourt, looking for help. I'm surprised she picked it up back there. She's their best ball handler. Now they finally get it across to Angie Ledford on the right wing. Ledford on the dribble, picks it up. Gives to Mills between the circles. Now Mulugeta at the free throw line. Left baseline to Abby Ledford. Now Ledbetter to Mills. Right baseline, Angie Ledford drives in. Kicks it to Mulugeta in the paint. Her shot's blocked by Mickey Rodriguez, but she got a piece of the arm, and there's no way you're going to get away with that unless you have a 40-inch vertical jump.
Yeah, no. right there, Mickey's just got to make sure she gets a hand in the face.
Yeah.
But a good job, actually, earlier in that defensive set right there. By Sarah Baker, she did a good job of laying off Ledford. Like I said, Ledford just wants to go to the rim, and she did a good job of staying back and not allowing her to go by her.
First free throw up and no good by Mulugeta, 6'2 senior for Alleman. We're tied at 48, 7:14 to play here in the ball game. Back in for Galesburg, Jamie Johnson and Katerina Mangieri as they replace Mickey Rodriguez and Sarah Baker. Second free throw for Mulugeta is up. It is good. She's got 11 in the ball game. Make it 49-48 Alleman. Pioneers have played a man-to-man this entire game. They played quite a bit of zone up at Alleman. Jessica Howard gives to Katerina Mangieri, left wing. Now to Maddie Boyer between the circles. Maddie looks over the defense, dribbles right, gives to Jamie Johnson. She'll penetrate into the paint. Kicks out to Katerina Mangieri, left baseline. Three-pointer away. But
I don't agree with that at all.
No, she called for a travel, but I don't think so either.
Yeah, I thought Mangieri did a good job of anchoring both feet. Now, she took a step back with the right, but she had the left foot down the whole time.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. But the Streaks turn it over with 6:54 to play. Two-on-one break. Angie Ledford. Pass knocked away by Jamie Johnson. Jamie comes up with it after Shelby Pacheco tipped it. Now it's Maddie Boyer for the Streaks. Across midcourt, right side. Gives to Jessica Howard on the right wing. Now top of the key. It's Jamie Johnson. Now Maddie Boyer out high on the left side. Gets a pick from Jamie. Dribbles right. Down to the right block. Scoops up a shot. No good. Mulugeta down with a rebound for the Pioneers. Two-on-one break. This is Abby Ledford. Brings it down the left side. Scoops it up off the glass. No good. Rebound Shelby Pacheco for the Streaks. Now gets to Maddie Boyer. Maddie across midcourt, right side, picks up and gets to Jamie Johnson, top of the key. Jamie dribbles right, and now a foul is going to be called on Maddie Boyer on the pick as Mills ended up on the floor, and I don't really think she actually got pushed. I think she just ran into Maddie. Maddie may have moved on the pick. I didn't see it.
Yeah, if it was, it was very, very subtle.
Yeah, so, I mean, Mills, like I said, ended up on the floor, but I think that just because she came up limping, I think maybe she just turned an ankle or something and kind of lost her balance. 6:17 to play. Back in for Galesburg. Megan Young, Paige Klink, Mickey Rodriguez, Sarah Nelson, and Sarah Baker. This is Ledbetter. Gets to Abby Ledford. Now on the blocks, left side, Mulugeta. She traveled with the basketball. Streaks will bring it back the other way. And this is probably some of the most Alamon turnovers we've seen in a game.
Yeah, 26 so far in this game. Streaks, again, good job on the defense, but some real unforced turnovers as well by Alamon.
Sarah Baker on the dribble, top of the key, stops and fires a three-pointer. Off the back iron, no. Rebound comes down to Ledbetter. Megan Young had her hands on it, couldn't get it away from Ledbetter. Ledbetter brings it down right side, now pulls it out to the wing, now gives to Angie Ledford, now Abby Ledford left to the center circle. Now Mulugeta at the free throw line. Nice look underneath to Ledbetter, breaking back door. Laid it up and in. That's her second basket. She's got nine, make it 51-48. Three-pointer blocked on the wing by Ledford as Megan Young put it up. Ledbetter down with the rebound. Now this is Angie Ledford with it. Ledford in the paint, stops, pulls up with an eight-footer. Can't hit, rebound to Sarah Baker for the Streaks. Sarah on the run back the other way. Stops against Mickey Rodriguez. Long three-pointer from the right side is short. And the rebound comes down to Mills for Alamon. She traveled with it.
No, they're going to call Sarah with the push. And the fans aren't going to like this, but it was a good call. Yeah. Sarah did get both hands on the back. She was trying to get to the rebound, of course, but got both hands extended behind.
So we'll walk it this way, and Mills will go to the free throw line with a chance at one of bonus. Streaks have not yet had a chance at a bonus shot in this ball game. 5:22 to play. Alamon with five team fouls. Ty Peachy back in for the Streaks along with Jamie Johnson, Jessica Howard, Shelby Pacheco, and Katarina Mangieri as Andy Mills goes to the free throw line. Mills, a 5'10 senior.
And now no rebounders for Jay Hatch on the set to the floor.
51-48, the Alamon lead. Make it 52 as the first free throw. The lefty from Mills is up and good. She's got 9 points on the night as Schwenniker checks in and replaces Abby Ledford. 5:22 to play. Streaks trail 52-48. Second shot for Mills away. This one is good as well. She's got 10 in the ball game. And they get 53-48. Shelby Pacheco out high on the right side for the Streaks. Gives to Jamie Johnson out high on the left side. Left wing to Ty Peachy. Ty puts it on the floor, spins toward the baseline. Now pulls back out to the wing on the dribble and swings it to Jessica Howard. Now right baseline, it's Jamie Johnson. Jamie penetrates, leans in, puts a shot up over Mills. Can't hit. Rebound to Mulugeta for the Pioneers. Outlet pass is thrown away, and the Streaks are going to... Oh, wow. They're going to give the ball to Alamon. No Streak reached out for it. I'm not sure how Alamon ended up with the basketball. She just threw that pass, and I didn't think nobody tried to touch it, unless they're saying it hit off of somebody somehow.
Yeah, they must have saw something that it came near a Streak, and that's where the call came from.
This is Ledbetter across midcourt left side on the dribble. Now picks up, goes left wing to Ledford. Now Mulugeta pulls up with the 11-footer or the 14-footer. No good. Rebound to Mills. Mills shot blocked by Jamie Johnson. And Ty Peachy didn't realize that Jamie had blocked it. She thought they went off of Mills, so she let it fall out of bounds. And Alamon will have it on the right baseline as Paige Klink, Mickey Rodriguez, Sarah Nelson, Sarah Baker, and Maddie Boyer check back in for Galesburg. And Jay Hatch calls a timeout. We'll take one as well. 4:42 to play in the ballgame. Streaks trail 53-48. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Dr. John McClain knows that when you're diagnosed with cancer, you want a doctor to take time to educate you about your illness and the treatment options and explain the detail of chemotherapy. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McClain, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends.
What's
wasn't that nice.
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Kim Commando here, but you can call me Cupid. I'm giving away over $5,000 in prizes this month in my 15 Days of Love giveaway. Enter to win at WGIL.com.
.42 to play in the ball game. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trail the Alabama Pioneers 53-48. Tom Aerodiff along with Eric Gibson, and Streaks need to get something going on the offensive end.
Yeah, they do, and unfortunately the shots just aren't falling right now, but you'd like to see some dribble penetration from Sarah Baker, Jamie Johnson, those kind of players.
Good defensive play. Sarah Nelson comes up with a steal, and then she gets bumped from behind by Mulageta, and this is, I guess
her,
it's only going to be her fourth foul.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be her fourth, but as we talked about, we both had her at five already.
Yeah.
Four already.
So she's replaced anyway by Alex Wendell comes in and replaces Mulageta. So she's got four. That is a 16 foul now on Alleman. Streaks may get into the bonus in this ball game if Alleman fouls again. Sarah Baker on the dribble between the circles. Gives to Maddie Boyer, left wing. She'll penetrate. Lays it up off the glass and got it. Nice job by Maddie. Used a pick from Sarah Baker. Maddie gets her second basket. Make it 53-50 Alleman. Angie Ledford across midcourt, left side, on the dribble out high now. Picks up, gives top of the key to Ledbetter. Ledbetter on the dribble, pulls it out, and she's bumped by Maddie Boyer, and that's not the person you want to foul.
No.
And I don't think she was trying to foul, but she just came up on her quickly defensively as Ledbetter picked up the ball and bumped her, so Ledbetter goes to the free throw line. She was 5-for-6 in the first half.
Well, again, up at Alleman, it was free throws that really did the Streaks in, because Alleman is not your typical team. They don't have these free throw shooters that go up there and just cannot hit. Just about every starter they have is a consistent free throw shot.
And plus, they're shooting two for the rest of the game as the Streaks have 10 team fouls. Back in for Galesburg, Ty Peachy, Jamie Johnson, Shelby Pacheco, Jessica Howard, and Katarina Mangieri. 4:13 to play in the ball game. 54-50 is the Alleman lead. Abby Ledford back in for the Pioneers. She replaces Ashley Schweniker.
Again, you don't see very many teams that just concede rebounds like this.
I know, that is really strange. You've got four green jerseys in the backcourt as Ledbetter makes the second. I guess he's got that much confidence in her, and understandably. Ty Peachy across midcourt, left side. Now top of the key on the dribble. Penetrates right side on the block. Spins into the paint. Puts it up. No good. But a foul is going to be called on A.J. Ledbetter. What a nice move by Ty Peachy. Spun it back into the paint from the right block. And Ledbetter really played good defense on it. But Ty did a nice job of actually kind of forcing that contact.
Yeah, Coach Mancy must have seen something. That's the second straight time down the floor we saw that same thing. The girl gets the ball at the wing on the opposite side and then dribbles down to the near side block to try to get the blue layup. Last time was Maddie, and this time it was Ty. And again, Ty operating with four fouls, so she's got to be moderately careful. But, you know, 4 minutes left, you just kind of have to just play it out.
Ty hits the first free throw, her first point of the ball game, make it 55-51. Second one off the back iron, no good. Wendell down with a rebound for the Pioneers. 4:02 to play in the ball game. Streaks trail 55-51. Angie Ledford across midcourt on the left side. Picks up left of the center circle. Trapped up, looking for some help. Now lost the ball, and Wendell picks it up. Now gets to Mills on the left wing. Back to Ledford. Now it's Ledbetter right of the center circle. Streaks with the defense spread. And I don't know if Alleman's trying to run clock, but they're a long way from the basket at this point. Now it goes to Wendell on the right elbow. Tried to get it to Mills. She lost the handle on it. I think the pass had actually been tipped by Shelby Pacheco. Then Mills wasn't able to haul it in, and the Streaks get it back on the Alleman turnover.
Exactly. Shelby just enough fingertips on it to push it away from Mills's hands, and then she was close enough that Mills couldn't readjust, and it went off her shoulder and out of bounds.
3:34 to play, back in for the Streaks. Sarah Baker, Maddie Boyer, they're in there with Mickey Rodriguez, Shelby Pacheco, and Ty Peachy. Shot from Sarah Baker, 12-footer on the left wing is no good. Ledbetter with a rebound to Mills. Back to Ledbetter across midcourt. Abby Ledford now to her sister Angie Ledford. Dribbled it off her foot, and Shelby Pacheco comes up with it. She'll run it down right side, up off the glass short. And the rebound comes down to Ty Peachy. Ty gives to Mickey Rodriguez out far on the right wing. A long three-pointer is no good. Rebound comes down to Wendell for Alleman. Outlet to Mills. Now it's Abby Ledford with it, still in the backcourt. 3 minutes to play in the ball game. Angie Ledford, that's got to be a foul on the offense. No, that's going to be against Maddie Boyer. I mean, Angie Ledford just threw her body toward Maddie Boyer. She was on the dribble and literally threw her body toward her.
Yeah, she's been doing it all game. That's the fifth foul, and Maddie Boyer fouls out on senior night. She gets 4 points in the game, 1 rebound. It was offensive.
So Maddie goes out. Jessica Howard will replace her. 2:57 to play in the ball game. I mean, literally, had Maddie not been near her, she would have fallen. I mean, she just literally threw her body, went up in the air, shoulder first, and tried to draw the contact, and did. And boy,
well, she's been doing it all game. She's been going after contact, and unfortunately, more times than not, the streaks have gotten called for the fouls.
14 points for Ledford in the game. First free throw in and out, no good, and the streaks weren't ready for that. No, it's two shots. Yeah, I was going to say.
Well, it's better than last year at Allman when the streaks had the same scenario, only with A.J. Ledbetter at the line, and they thought it was a two-shot. It was actually a one-on-one, and Ledbetter missed the front end.
So Ledford gets another. She's got 14 points on the game. Now make it 15 as the second one is up and good. Make it 56-51. Pioneers, 2:53 to play in the ballgame. Ty Peachy on the dribble, top of the key. Now out high left side. Gets to Sarah Baker on the left wing. Sarah on the dribble, penetrates against Wendell, and travel. Ooh, yeah.
Oh, you're going to get a foul on Ledbetter.
Yeah, Sarah's kind of lucky there because she kind of lost her footing, and it would have been a travel had Ledbetter not been called for the contact. That's her second foul, and Sarah Baker goes to the free throw line for two shots. Just two for six.
Yeah, 2 for 6 from the free throw line. She's definitely going to have to pick it up here down the stretch and get this right back in, get us into this game.
2:43 to play. Streaks trail 56-51. Sarah Baker, one of the three seniors at the foul line. Senior night here for the Streaks. Maddie Boyer, one of the other seniors, just fouled out of the ball game. And Shelby Pacheco, the other of the three seniors. First shot is up and good. She'll get the bonus.
It's more like it.
9 points for Sarah on the night, 56-52. Katarina Mangieri checks in for Mickey Rodriguez. Jamie Johnson, Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard also on the floor. Shelby Pacheco waits to replace Sarah Baker.
It's only the fourth point of the quarter for the Streaks.
After outscoring Alma 19-13 in that third quarter. Second shot up, this one is good as well. So 10 points for Sarah Baker. Shelby Pacheco will come in and play the front of the press. Mills to inbound for Alleman.
0 for the steal and the three.
In it comes to Abby Ledford. Now it's Ledbetter. Ledbetter gets it across midcourt. She's right at the center circle. Now left of the center circle to Mills. Left wing to Angie Ledford as Solomon's going to try to run some clock here. Now Mills swings it to the right wing to Angie Ledford. Nice pass inside to Mulligetta. 5-footer up off the glass and good. That was really nice ball movement by the Pioneers. Now a nice pass from Ty Peachy to Shelby Pacheco. Running the floor. Lay it up right side. Good. And it's 58-55. 2:15 to play. This is Angie Ledford. 2-on-1 break. She's going to pull it out now. Gives to Mills left of the center circle. Now at high right side, it's Ledbetter. Right baseline, Ledford. Now it's Mills, top of the key. Left baseline to Angie Ledford. Swing it to Ledbetter out high on the right side. Drives in. Scoops it up off the glass. No good. Rebound comes down to Mulligetta. Turns around. No good. But she's fouled by Jamie Johnson. A good foul there. So rather than giving up the easy one, although Mulligetta is a pretty good free throw shooter as well.
Yeah, right there. Somebody's got to box Mulligetta out. She's the biggest threat underneath there for that rebound. And sure enough, it rolled off. Ledbetter's layup rolled off and came down. And that's going to be the fifth and final foul on Shelby Pacheco as well. So she's now fouled out.
So Ty Peachy also with 4 fouls. Jamie Johnson with 3. Sarah Baker with 3.
10 points and 4 rebounds. 2 offensive for Shelby Pacheco.
1:56 to play in the ballgame. Streaks still in as they trail by 3, 58-55. Salam Mulligetta at the free throw line with 2 shots. She's got 13 points on the ballgame. First one is up and in and out, no good.
Need another one of those.
Sarah Baker in replacing Shelby Pacheco, who fouled out. She's in there with Jamie Johnson, Ty Peachy, Mickey Rodriguez, and Katarina Mangieri. Second shot away. This one is good.
Kind of surprised Jess isn't in there right now.
Ty Peachy across midcourt on the dribble, left of the center circle. Now goes to the top of the key, penetrates, and kicks out to Katarina Mangieri, left wing. Now it's Sarah Baker. She'll drive in the right side, kicks out to Mickey Rodriguez, penetrates. Now Ty Peachy, and it's knocked away by Ledbetter. Ball goes to the floor. Are you kidding me? They're going to call Ty?
Ty's going to get called for this foul, but
loose
she got
ball.
Knocked to the ground.
Wow.
And then when she went to the ground, Ledford just tripped over her hand.
So now Ty Peachy fouls out of the ballgame. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. 1:40 to play in the ballgame.
Ty only with 1 point in the game and 1 rebound. And Coach Massey not happy at all.
Yeah, he's going to take his full time to put his replacement in. And Paige Klink is going to come in and replace Ty Peachy, who gets a nice hand from the crowd.
At least Angie Ledford's getting two free throws for every time she gets a bruise now. Because she's hit the floor so many times that every time it's been a foul on the streaks.
First free throw is up and good for Ledford.
It's just not a team you want to put on the free throw line now.
No.
6-for-8 for Ledford.
16 points on the game for Ledford as well. Make it 60-55, and now 61 as the second shot is up and good as well. Streak still with time, 1:38 to play. Paige Klink with it, gives to Sarah Baker out between the circles. Sarah dribbles right, stops and fires a three-pointer. That's off to the right. Rebound comes down to Ledbetter.
I think you would like to see a little bit more ball movement right there. At least try to get an open shot. You're only two threes back.
Angie Ledford, now it's stolen away by Sarah Baker. Sarah takes it down right through the middle of the paint, lays it up, no. And Ledbetter gets called for a foul with her. Probably was no contact.
No, I don't even think that AJ Ledbetter breathed on Sarah Baker there, but nonetheless got called for the foul.
So, I mean, she had her hands straight up and kind of moved with Sarah, but there was some distance. But I mean, you could see daylight between the two of them, and she didn't move her hands in front of her. But that's a third on Ledbetter. Sarah Baker to the free throw line. First shot is up and no good.
Got to hit free throws.
Yeah, streaks hit a good percentage of free throws, and you're tied and or maybe have the lead.
Yeah, 4-for-9 right now for Sarah.
1:17 to play, 61-55. Streaks trail. Second shot is up and good for Sarah Baker. Jessica Howard back into the Galesburg lineup. Make it 61-56. Ledbetter to Angie Ledford, left wing. Pass knocked away by Jamie Johnson, and she's
bumped. This should be a foul on, yes.
Yeah. Angie Ledford picks up the
Ledford
foul.
Ledford finally gets called for a bump foul.
So
she's
now
been picking him up all game, and yep. Finally gets called for one herself. That's her fourth foul.
Walk it back the other way, and Jamie Johnson goes to the free throw line with two shots. Got to get the points with the clock stopped.
Now there's the official thinks this is 5, I think.
Maybe that's the one where we had Mulugeta. Maybe she got an extra one, because I actually only had her for 3. I'm not sure. They've got her for 4 up on the board now.
And they just added the one on the board, too. So,
yeah.
But they must have given Mulugeta's other foul to somebody else.
Yeah.
I could swear that she's gotten 5.
So the official's still discussing it with the official scorer right now. 1:12 to play in the ballgame, 61-56.
Well, and this isn't where you want to be if you're Coach Massey. You have Jamie Johnson standing at the free throw line. And I think that's what he's saying right now. Let's get this game moving.
Not that hard. You count how many fouls are on that player. I'm not sure what else he's asking.
I don't know if he's keeping track in his own head or...
Yeah.
And now he's going to tell both benches to clear the floor.
Are you kidding me? He shouldn't know how many fouls there are anyway.
Well,
he should have no idea, honestly. So now, he's in... And Coach Massey's talking with one of the other officials, like, why are you doing this? You're icing my shooter. And it's not Alleman doing it, it's the official doing it. Streak's just 4-for-13 from the line in the second half.
Wow.
That's the difference in the ball game. You have a decent lead if you hit a good percentage. So the official.
What is Alleman? What do you have Alleman in?
Oh, let's see. Second half, 9-for-12.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
That's it. That's the difference. So apparently they're counting up all the fouls. I don't know if somebody else had. They got Alleman's scorekeeper, the guy that keeps their book over, comparing. It doesn't matter, though. It's the official scorekeeper.
Yeah.
It's what she's got in her book. That's all that matters. Doesn't matter what anybody else has in their book. Doesn't matter what we have. It doesn't matter what the scoreboard says. It's the official scorebook. That's all that matters. So I don't know why there's even any question.
Well, St. Bonaventure found out that the hard way at SLU the other day. They ended up losing a game they might have shot at because the scorekeeper screwed up the fouls and actually gave a SLU foul to a Bonnie player and ended up that Bonnie player to sit through the rest of the game even though the foul wasn't even his.
Oh, man. So now they got both coaches over, all three officials.
Well, I'm interested to see what Coach Massey says about this after the game. I want to know. The only thing that we can determine from what's going on over there just by watching the hand gestures by the officials was they were disputing whether or not that was the fourth or fifth on Ledford.
Well, she's still on the floor, so apparently it was only the fourth. But I don't understand why it would take that long to figure that out when the only thing he has to do is look at the official scorebook. Wow. And you count one, two, three, four, or five.
Yeah.
So Jamie Johnson finally at the free throw line 10 minutes later. First shot is up and good, fortunately.
Well, maybe she needed that time to rest the legs.
Make it 61-57, 1:12 to play. Alleman with the lead. Second shot is way and good. 61-58.
Then three.
Abby Ledford with the basketball in the backcourt for Alleman. Full court pressure from the streaks. This is Ledbetter with it. Don't want to foul her. Now knocked away. Ooh, nearly knocked away from behind by Sarah Baker. They're going to call a foul, though, and A.J. Ledbetter is going to go to the free throw line.
You just want to play defense right there. The streaks, the minute 04 left in the game, you're only one shot back with the three. Just make them work the ball around. The pressure has hurt this offense for Alleman all game long, and now you're going to put Ledbetter on the line, who's 9 for 10.
How about we ice her and figure out if Sarah Baker has either three or four fouls?
Yeah.
I've got her for four. The board has her for four. 104 to play in the ballgame. 62, now 63-58 as the second shot is good.
No rim.
Nope. Paige Klink across midcourt in the center circle. Got to get some offense going here quickly. Right wing, it's Jamie Johnson. On the dribble, picks up, stops, looks for help, gets to Sarah Baker. Sarah on the dribble to the right wing, stops. Now kicked out high. Got to get a shot off. 51 seconds play. Jamie stops and fires a long three from the right side. Out too far. Rebound comes down to Ledbetter for the Pioneers. Now it's Abby Ledford. Now goes to Mulugeta under the basket. Wide open. Knocked away from behind by Sarah Baker. And I think Sarah just fouled out of the ball game.
Yep. But she didn't have a choice right there.
Nope.
You can't give up the easy two. You got to make her earn it the hard way.
So Sarah Baker, all three seniors on senior night, have fouled out of the basketball game. Katerina Mangieri will check in for Sarah. So Salam Mulugeta will go to the free throw line with two shots.
She fouls out with 11 points and three rebounds.
40.6 seconds to play in the ballgame. Streaks trail 63-58. Salam Mulugeta at the free throw line.
She's 2 for 4 in the game.
Missed that one. Should have been two shots. Jeez. What are the officials doing? They let us get the rebound and start going down the floor before they blew the whistle when it was a two-shot foul.
Well, and did any time come off the clock?
Actually, yeah, it was 40.6, wasn't it?
I believe so. So time should have gone back
to
the clock.
Yeah, I mean, 0.6 seconds, but you never know in a close game. Second shot, no good. Rebound, Jamie Johnson. Now it's Paige Klink. Cross midcourt, right side. Gets a pick from Jessica Howard. Picks up. Lots of handle on it. Now gets to Jess out between the circles. 31 seconds
to
play.
Right here.
Now Paige Klink out high right side, and Streaks need to go to the basket. Now Jamie steps back, fires a three. Banked it in and one! Are you kidding me? Jamie Johnson, a step back three. She was already behind the line, but she stepped back because Mulugeta was on her at 6'2". She banked it in from straight on and got fouled by Salam Mulugeta.
And
she fouled
fifth.
Out of the ball game. And Jamie Johnson with a chance at the four-point play.
Talk about a momentum changer right
wow.
there.
Wow. I'm pretty sure I heard her call bank, too. I'm not sure, but I think that's what I
wow.
heard. Wow. 24 seconds to play. 63-61. Streaks trail by two.
Let's hit the Jamie, free throw now.
Jamie can cut it to one. Well, she's got to be pumped after that. Shot is up and good. So Jamie Johnson with 6 points in the quarter.
Full timeout.
15 for the game. Full timeout called by Alleman Wilter, or rather by Galesburg. We'll take one as well. 24 to play in the ball game. You know what? I take that back. We're going to keep it right here with just 24 seconds to play. We'll keep it right here. So now if you're Galesburg, you only want to foul if you have to. You don't want to foul A.J. Ledbetter. I would try, you know, after they're obviously probably going to try to inbound it to Ledbetter to get the ball in her hands, but hopefully you force him to get it in. If you don't get the steal, get it into one of the Ledfords and foul them. They're probably decent free throw shooters as well, but I'd rather take my chances with them than Ledbetter.
Well, I don't think you want Angie Ledford with the ball. I'm sure Coach Massey's saying is foul first player that touches the ball that's not number 4 or 14. Those are Ledford's 4, 14 is Ledbetter. Anybody else touches the ball, go ahead and foul. But if they touch the ball, I think you want to play defense for a second, because I think Allman's going to come out thinking you're going to foul, so they might be a little lax with their ball handling. You might get a cheap steal.
24 seconds to play. Holloman back on the floor. It'll be Andy Mills to inbound. She's got Ledbetter, both Ledfords and Schwenniker on the floor. So all guards on the floor for Holloman. The Freaks have Katarina Mangieri, Mickey Rodriguez, Jamie Johnson, Paige Klink, and Jessica Howard. Don't want to give one up long. And it comes to, near steal by Jessica Howard. But Schwenniker got it back somehow. And now this is Abby Ledford, and she gets fouled from behind by Katarina Mangieri. They nearly came up with that steal that was so close. But I guess this is a person, if not, Schwenniker put Abby Ledford at the free throw line. She's got 5 points in the game. She hadn't been to the line yet tonight.
Yeah, and right there, a good job by Justin knocking it away. Unfortunately, she just was not able to get her hands on the ball.
And had she been able to, she was right under the Streaks basket when that happened. Free throw off the back iron, no good. So even if she makes it, the Streaks can tie with a two or win 30. With a three. So now Evan Massey calls a timeout with 18 seconds to play. Streaks trail 63-62. Senior night, jam the gym night.
Both teams with two timeouts left. And right now, if you're Evan Massey, you want to be put in a play. See if you can get a quick layup off of something. Because if you give them a chance to set up their defense, if she does miss, that could hurt the Streaks coming down. I would say right here, he's got to be setting up a play that you can go right after it. If it's not there initially, then he calls the timeout.
So back at the free throw line, Abby Ledford's already standing out there. Streaks not yet out of their huddle.
Let's hope that the Streaks learn from last year up at Allman right now. Somebody's got to box out the shooter that killed them last year. Same kind of situation, only it was a 1-1. They didn't box out A.J. Ledbetter.
So Abby Ledford at the free throw line. 18 seconds to play.
Crowd gets up.
A lot of noise from this Galesburg crowd. Second shot is way, it's good. They'll make it 64-62. This is Paige Klink across midcourt. 15 seconds to play. Now 14. Jamie Johnson between the circles with 12. Katarina Mangieri with 11. Right wing, Paige Klink with 9. Need to put the ball on the floor. And that nearly had it knocked away. Gets to Jessica Howard with 5. Got to get a shot off. Now Jamie Johnson is the midcourt. Now right wing, Paige Klink with 3. Off the back iron as time runs out. And I don't think they knew how much time was on the clock for a short time there. Finally got a shot off. Couldn't hit it. But the Galesburg Silver Streaks in an outstanding game fall to the Holloman Pioneers. Final score, Holloman 64, Galesburg 62. We'll come back and talk about this one. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg, providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, your local Guardian generator dealer. By Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter insurance for auto, life, and home. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By attorneys Roberts and Wilcox and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. By Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. By medical and surgical specialists, Drs. Tom Patterson and John McClain. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
With a Guardian automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning.
for less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV. You can have peace of mind of your own 24/7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Where do you turn for legal advice? Choosing an attorney should be more than a trip to the Yellow Pages. For bankruptcy, divorce, personal injury, estate planning, or a criminal case, get experienced legal representation. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street, Galesburg, or at galesburglaw.com. Even when you know you need legal advice, you might find yourself hesitant to contact a lawyer. It doesn't matter how you got where you are. What matters is getting you where you need to be. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, and on the web at galesburglaw.com.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision.
Shh! You did not just... Look at that dish. Seared squab with foie gras.
And that thing that just raced by? With my appetite.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision...
Foie gras.
Out of collision.
There's nothing like the sweet, sensuous allure of
chocolate.
And once your mind gets set on
chocolate,
you've got to have it. So head over to McDonald's for a McCafe hot
chocolate
or mocha. Real steamed milk blended with oodles of velvety
chocolate
syrup, fluffy whipped cream, and topped off with a decadent
chocolate
drizzle. McCafe your day with a mocha or hot
chocolate.
At participating McDonald's.
Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square downtown, has 0% financing on most models, large rebates to kick the year off right, and new vehicles arriving daily. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Blinker.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee, by the Hearing Clinic and Dr. Peter Hausline, ENT in Galesburg, and by Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family.
Did you know for $12 a month you could have renter's insurance? A shelter renter's insurance policy would protect your possessions and cover liability losses that could cost you thousands. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. Call me today, 343-2428.
The official WGIL forecast tonight is brought to you by Dennis Twitty State Farm, inviting you to stop by the corner of North and Henderson Street and meet their friendly staff. Tonight, cloudy, a 50% chance of snow after midnight, low around 26. Tomorrow, accumulation of snow, about 1 to 2 inches, high of 31, low of 21. Saturday, cloudy, scattered flurries, high of 29. Saturday night through Monday, cloudy, lows around 18 and a high of 27. Currently, it is 32 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
With final stats, the day's auto body crunch time player of the game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Alcorn Carlin postgame show, brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense.
Back at John Field Gymnasium, Tom Aradup along with Eric Gibson. The Galesburg Silver Streaks fall in a heartbreaker to the Alamann Pioneers. 64-62 was the final score. Streaks with the basketball, a chance to tie or take the lead with about 18 seconds left. They brought it down. We're having trouble getting an open shot. Finally got one to the sophomore Paige Klink on the right wing. She got the shot off. Went off the back iron, no good, but... Streaks had a little bit of trouble on just down there trying to get an open look for somebody. And, you know, nothing against Paige, but you want one of your upperclassmen, you probably want to get the shot to Jessica Howard. But obviously Alamann recognized that defensively as well, and they were looking to cover the shooters. But heartbreaker for the Streaks, 64-62, the final score. The Pioneers now 20-9 on the season, 8-2 in the Western Big Six Conference. Streaks fall to 17-11, 3-6 in the conference. Galesburg sophomores also fell to defeat tonight in a heartbreaker, 68-67 was the final score in that game. But really, you look back and the big difference, we talked about it throughout the fourth quarter, the big difference in that game was from the free throw line. Not only did Alamann get there more, but they hit a whole lot more than the Streaks did, and you hit a good percentage of free throws, you win that basketball game no matter.
Yeah, and the other side of that, too, not only is it the free throws, but also the fouls. You saw four players foul out for the streaks, and, you know, you don't normally have Paige Klink in that situation, as I'm sure Coach Massey will tell us. Was it the plan to get her the shot? No. She was wide open, but she shouldn't even have been in the game in that situation. Maddie Boyer fouls out. Ty Peachy fouls out. Sarah Baker fouls out. Shelby Pacheco fouls out. You know, you have any of those players, and maybe they're more in sync offensively. This isn't a unit that was out there at the end that normally plays together, and you know, you're looking for players playing out of position almost, especially if you compound that with the fact that Bailey Boyer's hurt and Sadie Hamilton's also hurt. So just not where you want to be, but understandably from the streak side, I mean, they got a wide open shot. You can't ask for more than that, I suppose.
64-62 was the final score. The Alleman Pioneers defeat the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Still, all in all, a good effort overall from the Streaks. Obviously looking for a win tonight, but, you know, we talked about how tough this stretch is to end the season, the last six games and how good the teams were the Streaks were facing. And this was one of them, but this was also one you thought, really thought you could get a win. Obviously, you know, anything can happen when you play New Trier and a Moline, but those are two of the top teams in Class 4A. But this is one you really wanted to get heading toward the postseason.
Yeah, and it's going to be two real tough games now. And the Streaks, I think, could come out with more quote-unquote moral victories in these last two if you're able to play and keep things tight and not let the overall talent just run away with the game. You don't necessarily, I think one of the tough things now is you're looking at your last two games going into the regional are probably, in all fairness, the two toughest games on your schedule, right? At New Trier and at Moline.
Yeah.
You obviously played Moline here, but it's going to be way harder beating them at Wharton than it was here, playing them here. And then also going all the way across the state and playing, or the state and playing New Trier in Winnetka.
Final score once again, 64-62. Streaks fall to the Alleman Pioneers. We'll take a timeout here on the postgame show brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. Power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
As a mother, you keep a close eye on your family, watching over them, seeing to their needs, looking after their health. That's why OSF St. Mary Medical Center consistently recruits the best minds in healthcare, from nurses and technicians to physicians and surgeons, and why we offer not one, but 8 convenient clinics throughout the Galesburg area. Learn more online at www.osfstmary.org. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Get results from the 2010 Winter Olympics. Join WGIL for daily coverage starting February 12th. Sponsored by Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Senior night at John Peel Gymnasium, the Galesburg Silver Streaks fall with a tough one to the Alleman Pioneers. 64-62 was the final score in front of a big crowd for Jam the Gym night tonight. And a very good basketball game. The crowd definitely got their money's worth tonight, and it's fun to do a game like that. Just too bad the Streaks came out on the short end of it. Glad to have you along here on the post game. Tom Aerodith and Eric Gibson coming up. We'll get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. We'll also run down our final statistics and name our day's automatic crunch time player of the game. Also coming up here on WGIL and WGIL.com tomorrow night, the Galesburg High boys will be back right here at John Thiel Gymnasium. They'll host Jason Randall and company. The Rock Island Rocks should be a great game tomorrow night. Mike Perry and Jim Lee will have the action for you right here. 7:06 for the pregame. The tip-off scheduled for 7:30 tonight. Tomorrow night. And then on Saturday, a triple header. The Galesburg High boys will get up early Saturday morning, head up to Chicago. They'll play at the United Center against Blue Island Eisenhower. That'll be an 11:45 tip-off. Pre-game at 11:25 here on WGIL and WGIL.com with Mike and Jim. And then a little bit later on in the afternoon, the Galesburg High girls are in action, as Eric just mentioned, taking on the Trevians from New Trier up in Winnetka. That game's scheduled to tip at 3:30. We'll take the air at about 3:06.
on Saturday afternoon. Then Saturday night, the Illinois Fighting Illini play host to the Michigan State Spartans down at Assembly Hall in Champaign. Big day in Champaign as ESPN Game Day is going to be there at Assembly Hall all morning and all day for that one. That'll tip off at 7:30, and you'll be able to catch that coming up Saturday night on WGIL and WGIL.com. The rest of the schedule for the Streaks, as we mentioned, the Streaks will take on the Moline Maroons next Thursday night up at Wharton Fieldhouse. And that obviously will be a tough one. And then it's regional action as Galesburg hosting their own regional right here as part of the LaSalle Peru sectional. Streaks' first game will come on Tuesday, February 16th. They'll take on the two-seed Geneseo, the Streaks the three-seed. That'll be an 8 o'clock start on Tuesday, February 16th. As Streaks head coach Evan Massey makes his way over here on the post game, brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense. Our post game coaches interview brought to you by Galesburg Electric, your local Guardian generator dealer. Coach, boy, the fans definitely got their money's worth. Unfortunately, you come out on the short side. And I guess, you know, coming down to a last play, you would probably normally have a little bit different lineup in there, but you lost four players that fouled out in this ball game.
Yeah, I mean, we were definitely doing a little bit of mix and matching, and had a couple kids not playing their normal position with things. And that's unfortunate, but you know, you have to realize as a coach, I don't care what sport you coach, I think sometimes fans, you think it's different, you know, when you're coaching, that after it's over, you know, if the ball doesn't go in, you have a different interpretation of what you want to do. You know, for us, Alleman did a nice job down the stretch. The second to last possession, we ran a set where we moved a kid, Jamie Johnson, to come out. And normally it's a spot where a kid never shoots the ball, but Alleman was out and covered it. And maybe fortunately, because then we rotated and Jamie made a nice one at the top. Then the last possession, you know, now if I had it to do over again, you'd take the timeout. But we took the timeout shooting the free throw, and I wanted to have a chance to run it, to go into it on the run. And what we were trying to set up is it was a set that we run where we had, it should have been Jamie going to the basket for a layup, which they did defend, and then they defended Jess coming out front. And what we wanted to do at that point was completely have the right side cleared out except for our one, and we didn't get that quite done, and they put enough pressure that she was turned backwards. But I tell you, you know, great presence on Jess' part to hit Paige in the corner, and, you know, it's great that she is, as a sophomore, willing to take that shot. Yeah. Because I've seen it enough times where what will happen in that situation, a young kid will catch the ball and they just, you know, hang on to it. The buzzer goes off because it takes courage to do that. And so that was a positive.
And really, I mean, that's not a shot that won or, I mean, obviously could have tied the game or won it as a three, but, you know, not necessarily win or lose. It's really the free throw line was a big story tonight. They got there more than you, but you didn't hit a real good percentage tonight.
Yeah, and I mean, that's one of those where I'm glad we're not in, like, you know, the Big Ten or someplace like that, because the things I'd say, you know, and I thought they were, you know, 67% of the crew did a nice job, and, yep. But the problem is 33% just ate up the calls there. And in the first half, the one guy had 9 out of the 12 fouls on us, and it gets a disjointed game in what we're doing. And I thought our kids, what we got some of, but not enough, was when we'd end up open it up and we'd attack the lane and stuff, but we didn't get to the line enough. And, you know, for us, you know, that's tough. The last, I think, 18 games, we've been averaging 17 fouls a game, and now we jump up to, I don't know, 25 or 30 tonight that way. And during that stretch of 17 games, I think we've had one where we've been over 22. So we didn't adjust to how it was called, and that wouldn't have been our choice of how it would be called.
Well, I got to ask you, you know, normally a coach will call a timeout to ice a shooter, but you had a situation where Jamie Johnson went to the free throw line on a call called on Angie Ledford. The official, what in the world was going on? It must have been almost a 10-minute delay.
Evidently, early in the game, they had called a foul that was supposed to be on number 40, and the official book had it as 4, and so they wanted to keep her in the game that was fouling out. And if that's what it should be, that's what you want to get done, the right thing. But it sure, you know, I thought we were, you know, I thought I was Vice President Gore waiting for the Florida returns to come in then. But it's something where that that should be something, if it was incorrect, their score should have talked it over and tried to correct it at halftime. You don't wait till at that point. But Jamie iced it and did that and stuff. But, yeah. Our seniors, it's tough for them. They file out down the stretch. But I'm so proud of them because they've helped change the culture of what girls basketball is here again. That, you know, we kind of felt like sometimes, you know, programs you begin to kind of drift. And I think they did. And I told them going in there, I thought the two things that come out of this is, one is the fact that even though we couldn't do what we normally do, we couldn't make the threes, we couldn't get the threes, they didn't change how they approached as far as battling and working. And Alleman did as nice a job against our pressure as any, but we still forced over 30 turners. So, the first thing is the never giving up, the battling part of it. And the second part of it is you go into the locker room and you don't want the kids to be sad. You don't like to see them hurt. Right. But it's with them, you go in. We talked about this last six games. It was going to be tough. And we could go 0-6, and we haven't. But when you went in there, there wasn't a single kid that looked at, and there was a sense of feeling like, boy, we're lucky to have played them close. That the kids believe in each other, and they support each other in what they do. So, in that sense, you hate losing, and it stinks because the kids that you care about lose. But I tell you, as far as how they battle and stuff like that, that wouldn't trade them for anything.
Well, that's the one great thing going into the postseason. I mean, the next two games aside, you won't see, especially in the regional, too many teams that take care of the basketball normally as well as that team does. I mean, Jay's teams are so disciplined. And tonight they had several unforced turnovers, but like you said, a lot, your pressure really caused them some problems tonight. And that's good to see heading into the postseason.
It did, yeah, it really did. I thought, especially the first half early, I thought we were very active, got a lot of deflections and things that we did. And, where we didn't get as much was up front because they were a little more organized and what didn't. I didn't change the pressure as much as should have. We tried to do that more in the second half, and we weren't real effective in doing it, but we tried to do that. But, I thought, you look of, Paige Klink coming in as a sophomore. She's done a nice job for us down the stretch here. Maddie had to, when Ty got in foul trouble, had to do a nice job. And you go on and on. A lot of kids have stepped up in order for us to be successful. And really, that's the part that's, as a coach, that's fun in terms of what we're doing. I don't care, the debate about whether our style is the most effective or ineffective is right now for us, for our program right now, we've got more kids excited about basketball and we've got more kids playing hard than we ever have before. So I like what we're doing.
Juan, it was such a fun game to watch. Obviously, we'd rather come out on the winning end, but a lot of fun to watch these kids work hard tonight.
Yeah, and appreciative the administration has given nice support and surprised me with the thing coming there. I joked with Dr. Dinosaur. I said, what are you here for? If things go bad into the first quarter, you're going to signal to me, and you and Charles are going to take me to some restaurant to tell me it's over and stuff. So it was. I appreciate that because, it's something as in any of us that have, in any line of work you it's something where the people above you, when they're supportive of the programs you're in, it just makes all the difference in the world. And Dr. Dinosaur as superintendent in terms of with athletics, he's been the best since I've been here. And it's a pleasure to have those people and to be able to have the opportunity to work for them.
Well, up to Winnetka for New Trier on Saturday afternoon, one of the top teams in Class 4A, obviously never gets any easier. What's kind of the schedule for what's going to go on Saturday?
Is it just me or is it hot in there?
It's really hot. Yeah, it's very hot.
I took my sweatshirt off, but I've got my Badger thing under there, and you guys would get upset probably. But we're not going to be able to see the boys' game. We're going to leave about 8:15. We'll go up. Stop on the way up for lunch or something like that. Sophomores play at 2. We'll play at 3:30, and then we'll hustle after the game and go down and watch the Bulls game and come back. And so I really hope it's something the kids enjoy. It's unfortunate we can't get down to see the boys play, but it's a fun thing as far as for them to be able to do it and getting to go up there.
Evan, thank you so much for talking with us as
always. Did he make note of his daughter singing the national anthem there?
Well, he kind of kept it off the air, but now.
I was scared to death because I heard somebody say that Meredith was singing the national anthem. And I just thought to myself, oh, my gosh, we're going to have Tom Meredith singing. That's going to be an ugly situation.
We're trying to pack it, not clear it.
Coach, yeah. Evidently, sometimes talent skips generation.
There you go. Coach, thanks. We'll see you Saturday. That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Boy, I'm getting it from all sides here. Here on the post game, our post game coaches interview brought to you by Galesburg Electric, your local Guardian generator dealer. We'll take our final timeout, come back, run down our post game stats, and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Dr. Thomas Patterson performs a no-scalpel vasectomy, a technique done through a tiny puncture instead of incisions. It's less traumatic, shortens recovery time, and typically takes less than 30 minutes. Medical and surgical specialist Drs. Thomas Patterson and John McLean, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com. And by Bond Construction Company, Galesburg's premier building and remodeling contractors.
Hi, this is Brian Barnhart, voice of the Illini. The next Big Ten battle for Illinois is against Michigan State. We'll bring you all the action starting at 8 o'clock Saturday night on WGIL.
Back here at John Field Gymnasium, Tom Aerodith there, Gibson. Galesburg Silver Streaks fall to the Alamo Pioneers. 64-62 was the final score. Time to take a look at our post-game stats. Brought to you by Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in Galesburg. Balanced scoring attacks for both teams. Both teams putting four players in double figures. Streaks led by Jamie Johnson with 15 points, including a couple of threes and three for four from the free throw line. 11 points for Sarah Baker, including 5 for 10 from the foul line. 10 apiece for Jessica Howard and Shelby Pacheco. Jess with a couple of three-pointers. Shelby, 0 for 2 from the free throw line. 4 points for Maddie Boyer, 1 point for Ty Peachy, 6 for Mickey Rodriguez, and a couple of threes in fact, the first 6 points of the ball game for the Streaks. 2 points for Megan Young on 2 for 2 from the line. 3 points for Paige Klink on a three-pointer in the first quarter. Streaks just 11 for 19 from the free throw line. For the Pioneers, they were led by Angie Ledford, had a huge night, 17 points, 14 for Salam Mulageta, 13 for A.J. Ledbetter. She didn't even score in the first quarter. 10 points for Andy Mills. 2 points off the bench for Alex Wendell. In fact, all but two of their points came from their starters tonight. And Holloman, 20 for 29 from the free throw line.
Yeah, and the Streaks just did not shoot it well tonight. 15 to 30 from inside the arc. Much better in the second half. They were 10 of 18 in the second half. But 7 of 39 from distance. Only 2 of 17 there in the second half. Much better shooting overall for Allman. They were 20 of 41 from inside, 1 of 4 from distance, and like you said, 21 of 29 from the free throw line. That was really the difference in this game. Streaks were out rebounded 49-28. They did have 11 offensive rebounds compared to only 10 for Allman. But the turnover battle, the Streaks easily won. 31 turnovers for Allman, only 13 for the Streaks. This is probably their best game in the turnover differential that I can remember this season. So I definitely think it came down to the fact the Streaks were just missing too many shots and they just were not converting those free throws. And, you know, that's the frustrating thing. You lose by a bucket and you look at 11 for 20 from the free throw line, you think, if one player had stepped up there and been able to hit a couple more, but there's always ifs and buts when you lose, especially in close games. But definitely a heartbreaking one on a senior night where three seniors got to see not their Thiel career, because they'll get to be back here for regionals, but definitely their regular season home career come to an end.
Yeah, and like Coach Massey said, it was nice to see the girls fight all the way. And, you know, after Alleman had gotten up on them in that second quarter, led 35-29 at halftime. Streaks came back and outscored them 19-13 in the third quarter, and ended up being outscored 16-14 in that fourth quarter. So it was those other 2 points.
They had to battle back there too.
Yeah.
And obviously, the big play down the stretch there was the 4-point play by Jamie Johnson that crept them back in, and the Streaks definitely had life. You could feel the gym come to life, and I don't think I've been in here when there's been that much of an anticipation. Everybody thought that coming down in that last play, you would see somebody drill a three and Streaks would walk out of here with a big-time win. Unfortunately, just a little bit shy was Paige's shot.
Well, time right now to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and you know, there was a lot of players that did a lot of good things. We had three seniors that, as you mentioned, played their final regular season home game here. And one you just mentioned, the one play that, you know, I even kind of had a feeling before that, like it was slipping away for the Streaks as Alleman was hitting their free throws. And boy, it's going to be tough. You're down by what, 6 points at the time, or seven or eight? I guess it was
down by six. And realistically, you could tell Alleman knew the Streaks were pressing. They wanted the three-pointer. They weren't going to settle for layups. So Alleman doing a good job of pressuring out along the three-point arc.
And so what, and Coach Massey even mentioned, this young lady, she normally wouldn't be put in that situation where they'd pull her out, as she had Salim Mulugata guarding her at 6'2", long arm. So Jamie Johnson steps out and actually had gotten the ball, stepped back, was already behind the three-point arc, but made a step back with Mulugata there, went up, threw the shot up, got it off the glass and in. Mulugata got a piece of her, found her. Jamie made the free throw for a 4-point play. So Jamie Johnson, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
Yeah, she just had a solid game. Didn't shoot it as well as we've seen in the past, but she did a good job of battling through, coming up with big shot after big shot in this game to keep the Streaks close.
So Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Congratulations to Jamie Johnson, 15 points in the game and a huge 4-point play that really got the momentum going back the Streaks' way. Well, trip up north on Saturday for both the boys and for us. We'll be a little bit further north, though.
Yes, we will. A little bit closer to the lake, too. It'll probably be snowing with our luck.
The new Trier Trevians, one of the top teams, a top 10 team in Class 4A. Always a good ball club up there. So, we'll see. You never know. Come out and throw them up there like we did last Saturday. You never know what can happen.
No, and last year here at Thiel, they handled us pretty easily. But, again, new system. It's always tough when a team hasn't seen it before. Very few teams have been able to come out and just dominate the Streaks from tip on. Regardless if they've seen the system before or not. And, you know, they definitely have a lot of talent up there. But, again, the Streaks come out hot, like you said. You never know what can happen.
Well, the final score, once again, the Streaks fall to the Alleman Pioneers on senior night. 64-62 was the final. The Galesburg High sophomores also felt a defeat. 68-67 was the final. We'll be back again on Saturday afternoon from Winnetka, New Trier High School. 3:06 for the pregame, 3:30 scheduled tip-off. Galesburg High boys on the air here tomorrow night against the Rock Island Rocks. Thanks to our studio engineer, Chaz Pig. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Meredith saying good night from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.